Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Please turn it the fuck up.
Hey. Hey. Hey, turn this up out there, alright? Look, this is only question. Hey, Wednesday at 10 o'clock, gonna tune in to my pot. Smooth. What up, though, to my nigga Chop? 504, he live from the booth. Wanna thank y'all for calling in. Please retweet, go tell a friend. Tryna get y'all what y'all really need, cause this underground really need to win. Central Standard Time, you catch us 10 to 12. We might head to overtime, my nigga, what it is. Hey, we done chopped that over. Get out the way.
Queen, is you? Queen T, is you? Hello? Hello? Hello?
What's that?
Wanna see me grow, man, fuck all y'all. If y'all was waiting on my fall, can I ball y'all? Or do they wanna see me grow, man, fuck all y'all. If y'all was waiting on my fall.
Now so slim, my nigga, my nerve, my partner, my world and my round. My ace, my dog, I was down even when you was on that ground. You camouflaged uptown, there was some shit to see. So when they locked you up, I continued the legacy. Now all these niggas claiming soldier, is you about to die? Would you die for me if them niggas pulled up in that tennis car? I think you niggas sitting around waiting on my fall. Let the nigga ball, nigga, let the nigga ball.
Can I ball, y'all? Or do they wanna see me crawl, man, fuck all y'all. If y'all was waiting on my fall, can I ball, nigga? Or do they wanna see me crawl, fuck y'all, nigga? You heard?
look, I'ma tell these niggas like this here. We about to go get these motherfucking Rolex signed up, nigga. And go get our chrome signed up. And we going ball, girl.
They ain't gonna like that. They don't wanna hear no shit like that.
They ain't gonna like that.
But we balling out of control, though.
Clean out of control, nigga. That's what we doing to niggas
like that.
It.
Niggas wanna see us fall, dawg.
live on the Smoothie Dude Show with Chops, man. Like I said, I'm your host, Smoothie Dude. Shout out to my co-host, Chops. Straight out of New Orleans, Louisiana, man. It's going to be a good show tonight, man. The Smoothie Dude Show getting syndicated by three other internet radio stations. Shout out to Miss Queen T. Shout out to Jit Chronicles with Grind Hard Radio. Like I say, Next to Blow Radio, Grind Hard Radio, and Blast Your Thoughts. We coming through on four different airwaves, four different numbers you can call in. That's 213-943-3478. Press 1. We're going to let you talk to Matt. Call 323-693-3021. Press 1. We're going to let you talk to Matt. Call 323-693-3043. Press 1. Guess what? We're going to let you talk to Matt. Or you could dial 718-664-9115. Press that 1. And we're going to let you talk to Matt. Hey, we got 20 minutes. No, 9 minutes. Less than 9 minutes. And Matt should be on the line with a shout out to his wife, Tito, man, hooking everything up. So y'all stay patient. The longest wait time is just going to get to talk to Matt first, man. I'm just so happy, man, that we was able to put this together. And we finally got all the kinks worked out. I'm listening to the stations in the background. And we all coming through loud and proud. So Jit, Queen T, Blast. I want to say thank you to all y'all, man, for working with me and Chops, man, on this project right here, man.
Salute to you. That's 100.
And shout out to all the callers. Don't be afraid to press one. We're trying to talk to y'all, too. So I want to apologize to my listeners on my end. They say I'm tripping over here. They heard me. I don't know. My fault, my fault. Only me. Why does it gotta be me though? Is it because I'm the only female? Y'all picking on me or something?
Because you're married to Jit. Because you're married to Jit. That's why.
What?
I know.
She got. Let that be the reason. She got to send us off. She got to send us a couple of bottles. You know, everything be forgiven.
Shout out to Queen T. Shout out to the whole staff, man, at Grind Hard Radio. Like I say, man, Mac will be live with us in less than 10 minutes, man. So y'all stay tuned, man. This going to be epic right here, man. As soon as I get through, I'm going to upload it on YouTube like I did the last interview we had, man. And I actually was chopping it up with Fiend earlier, man. I think Fiend might come through too, man. So I'm going to retweet him again and see if he's going to come through. That'd be epic if Fiend comes through too, man. Real talk.
Yeah, I saw you had something on
Epic
Cutting, too. You
said
you were going to try to call it.
Okay. Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up. Shout out to everybody that's already on the call, dog. I guess what we can do, man, you know, I mean, y'all really don't want to hear me talking. So what I'm going to do, man, I'm going to spin another Matt track, take y'all back in time, man. This is one of his biggest hits to me, you know what I'm saying? But all Matt songs are especially that Shell Shot, then he got World War III. You know what I'm saying? But this is one of my favorites by Matt right here, man. This song right here got me through a lot of hard nights, man, on the grind and just with family, whatever, you know what I'm saying, living. It's just slow your roll right here, man. It felt like he was talking directly to me. Like I said, Matt could be with us in less than 10 minutes. So tell a friend, Smoothie Dude Chops, along with Next to Blow Radio, Grind Hard Radio, and Blast Your Thoughts Radio. We back at it again, man. We delivering Matt directly to you tonight, man. So y'all stay tuned and hold the phone line, because everybody on the phone line, we're going to let y'all talk to Matt. So y'all stay tuned, man. Let's go.
Out to my nigga Mike King and all the 22nd gangs in Columbus, Ohio. I'm an OG to a BG. Been working the street, little nigga got a ride, now he bumping the beats, it's all good. He passed by making it known. Hot boy, yeah, we see him with the chip phone. He talking to them young bitches, he used to be afraid. He's shooting that shit, cause he getting paid. I like that. When I was his age, I had the same kind of way. In the rush to get paid, keep a fresh pair of J's on the nigga's feet. And it was something to ball. Go to school, tell them niggas I ain't fucking with y'all. I'm headed to the grind with a pocket full of dimes. I hope he got the nine and he got it on his mind. If some haters won't like that, would you say? If some niggas was fucking, it's your man is sad. Watch your back, little nigga. game is cold and most suckers don't make it old. Slow your roll. For the mind wasn't even tripping. He heals up, let his anger build up. Now he ready for war. He's five deep in the black car. And all the niggas got murder on their mind. Your boy got that AK. He got the tap the passenger seat. He's by Walden. Who is Walden? That's the nigga pull the trigger when he stole me. Take that, motherfucker. That's what he yell. It's a semi-automatic whip. Fuck a fucker. And all you niggas gotta die. Is that the killer in his eye? Or was it just a disguise? Cause I remember he was a little skinny nigga. Little skinny nigga. Now he pull the trigger. And who are you to take these laws in your own hand? Little daddy told me like a grown man. Whoa, slow your
roll. He said I'm a young man. My nigga shoots the same.
He in the cell with the cousin of the nigga he killed. Now tell me how I feel to look dead in his eyes and see your whole life. Ain't got a gun, got a twerker with a shake knife. And he was 5 times bigger. It wouldn't mean shit to the trigger, but you can't get to it quicker. I seen the look in his eye when the blade penetrated. He bled like he menstruated. And I can't sleep knowing how I kicked the game to him. Gave a name to him on the block. Now he cocked in the pine box. Is there ever for a killer? Forgiveness for a little nigga who prayed nothing but thriller. All he wanted was the finest thing. Laid in his casket with a Rolex and a diamond ring. Dear God, have mercy on his young soul. See, he was told most of us don't make it old. Slow your roll.
Nigga shoots the same. You better slow your roll. My mama used to say, he said I'm young man. My nigga shoots the same. You better slow your roll. My mama used to say,
slow your Slim, look.
What's that, boy?
We're gonna take this hill all the way from the Magnolia across
like
Claybone. You heard me?
Do it.
Now can I ball, y'all? Or do they wanna see me crawl?
Man, fuck all y'all.
If they was waiting on my fall.
Can I ball, niggas?
Or do they wanna see
y'all
me crawl?
Man, fuck all y'all.
If y'all was waiting on my fall. To make this milk and I'm bound. I left uptown to go get it. Once I get it, I'ma split it with those whom I'm committed. Like my nigga Wop and my girl Storm and the rest of my clique. Everybody else me on some OU ball and I just play me closer. I'ma get the toast them off my words. Fuck them if they don't know what's happening with my rap. If a nigga knew me, he don't know me no more. Cause I don't hang in the same streets no more.
I got a condo,
I lay low, yeah. Chill. Stay away from shit that get niggas killed. Call me fake with my niggas and say
nigga,
that's real. Funny how hoes be calling me jiggin' now. Cause I got a little jingle, mingle with the finest. It's 4 diamonds. When I was broke, I was skinny and full of shit. Now it ain't nothing for me to pull a bitch. I scratch off and I hit them hoes saying he did that. Every bitch I fuck be saying I'm trying to have your kid, man. I ain't with that.
I cannot ball, y'all.
Or do they wanna see me crawl?
Man, fuck all y'all.
If y'all was waiting on my ball, can I ball y'all? Or do they wanna see me crawl? Man, fuck all y'all. If y'all was waiting on my ball,
I'ma try my best not to let these niggas bring me out there. They know you're beefing with the yo with the milk. And them niggas don't care who they kill. I'm trying to be a millionaire on the real. But I came up from with that foolishness, so I'ma chill. And just pass through the project that I used to roam in. Took the black and the steel chrome and how that trill niggas like shit and stoning. No more hanging, no more slanging pearls and crack pieces. No more fucking dog bitches carrying deadly diseases. They burn your dick on, finger your age through the rubber. I done settled down with a boss bitch, but now that's my lover. She down for a nigga, when the situation get heavy, she'll let some rounds for a nigga. And if I don't come home, she'll come bloodhound for a nigga. That's the type of bitch I need. No drink, no smoke, no weed, hoes label me a hot boy cause I just come home and I don't get deep. But I'm a boss, baby, I like the flow, baby. Can I ball, y'all? Can I ball?
Now can I ball, y'all? Or do they wanna see me crawl? Man, fuck all y'all. If y'all was waiting on my fall, can I ball, y'all? Or do they wanna see me crawl? Man, fuck all y'all. If y'all was waiting on my fall.
Now told the slim. My nigga, my nerve, my partner, my world and my round. My ace, my dog, I was down even when you was on the ground. You camouflaged uptown, there was some shit to see. So when they locked you up, I continued the legacy. Now all these niggas claiming soldier, is you about to die? Would you die for me if them niggas pulled up in that tennis car? I think you niggas sitting around waiting on my fall. Let a nigga ball, nigga, let a nigga ball.
Can I ball, y'all? Or do they want to see me crawl? Man, fuck all y'all. If y'all was waiting on my fall, can I ball, nigga? Or do they want to see me crawl? Fuck y'all, nigga. You heard me?
Now y'all understand. Now you understand. Macadone. Process of B-O-O-C-ing, balling out of control.
So, look, I'ma tell these niggas like this here. We about to go get these motherfucking Rolexes shined up, nigga. We go get our chrome shined up, and we going ball, you heard?
They ain't gonna like that. I don't wanna hear no shit like that.
But they ain't gonna like that.
But we balling out of control, though.
Clean out of control.
Clean out of control.
We doing niggas
like that.
Y'all, man, like I say, we syndicating the show on 4 radio stations combined. My show, Miss Queen, Next to Blow Radio, Ground Hard Radio. Man, it's a beautiful thing, man. It's a beautiful thing. Hey, enough of me talking, man. We're going to get to the man of the hour. Present the song, reintroducing to others, man. Next, live from the C-Lane Unconventional Facility. Big bro, what's good?
Woo!
What's up with it, Mac? You good?
What's happening with y'all? Yeah, I'm cool. I'm chilling. What's going on with y'all?
Already. We straight. Like I was telling you, like I was just telling you, Mac, it's together 4 radio stations. Jet Chronicles, I'm going to let him introduce himself. I got Blast Show Thoughts Online Radio, plus I got Miss Queen T with Next to Blow Radio, and we decided to come together, and we actually syndicating a show on their shows. They got their lines open, too. So it's going to be more calls. We're going to have more fun, man. So I want to say thanks to them and thanks for you, like I always do, for coming through, Mac. How you been?
It's all good. I'm cool. I just really was trying to stay up, you know, fighting sleep. They had the phones kind of tied up for a minute, so I just got up and got on them. But this past weekend, I went to the rodeo, and I got a chance to chill with C. Murder for about 8 hours, about 6-7 hours like that, so... You know, his head, you know, he good, his head up, so we conversated, and it just was good to see him. You know, every now and then I get a chance to go out there to the prison he's at to go check him out and see how he's doing, so he's good.
Already. Sounds like you're doing good too, big bro. I just say keep your head up, mind you. The reason we put the show together, just letting you know that folks out here still got love for you, man, and we with the Free Man campaign over in that. But it's a lot of folks, since we've been putting out the tweets and putting out the links, man, they checked in the show. I got 22 callers in my call log right now. So, I said, the people want to talk to you.
Wow. I hope I have 22 different things to say.
And you know, like we did last time, the folks just want to call in and just show their support and love to you, man, because you was a big inspiration to a lot of people, man, and they just want to show you their love back. You feel me, bro?
Fine. And it's an honor. Really. It's an honor. Believe it or not, it's humbling. You know what I mean? It's an honor.
Yeah. I got a chance to talk to your brother, too, man. I had linked up with him through my co-host, Chops.
Which one?
Kane.
Kane got 1,000 brothers. Oh, okay.
He got 1,000 brothers. Big Kane, though. Yeah. And he actually listening in. I told him to go on call if he wanted to talk. But I'm gonna try to get him on the line too, let him talk to you or whatnot. But they just show you that their social media just links up people who never would have maybe came across the path of one another, man. So shout out to the social media though, real talk, bro.
Right. I'm gonna tell you something. I'm just learning about all this stuff. I have no idea about the social media. I mean, I learned from, you know, my family tell me, you know, different things like that, but as far as here, we don't have access to it. Yo, y'all hear that? What that noise is?
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yo, what's going on?
Muted.
What's going on?
Y'all all right?
Unmuted.
What's going on? Who is that? Who is that right there? Who is this?
It's Sir Mac. What's going on, Mac?
It's Mac. Yeah,
here. What's Sir
going
Mac.
On? Who is
this? It's Sir Mac.
Sir Mac?
Yeah, Sir Mac. Been listening to you since knee-high to a tulip, man.
Wow.
That's what's up.
Well, where you from? Hey, wait, can they hear me?
Hey, fam, where you from, fam?
I think we're breaking up. Huh? Oh, hey, I think we're breaking up.
That's
oh.
Not your shot. Already. Hey, let's try to get
this
another
call
in real quick.
And monitoring. Right. This is a call from an offender at a Louisiana Department of Corrections facility.
Sounds like it's breaking up. Okay.
Everybody put their phones on mute. I think that's Queen. Queen, put your phone on mute.
Unmuted.
For me real quick, and then we're going to come to you. Hey, we're going to start in New Orleans, 504, last four digits, 7801. You live on the show. What it do?
Yeah, hello?
Yeah, what's good with it?
Yeah, man, I just want to holler at Matt. I'm from New Orleans, you hear me? My name is J-Rock. Man, look, Mac, I swear, bro. When I heard that Shell Shock, I first heard it in 2006 after Katrina. I was gutting out a house, and whoever the house was for, they must have had it. They had the whole collection. They had the World War III. And I said, let me see what that's about. And I put that Shell Shock in, and ever
muted.
Since I've been a fan, man, nobody can't tell me nothing about your
unmuted.
Music, man. I love it, man. All your songs, I know them, man, by heart. I rap them every night. I play it in my car everywhere I go, man. I let it be known, Shell Shock, World War III, some classic records. Nobody out right now making music that could touch your stuff. Nobody. I mean, no rapper could ever compare to you. I compare you to Pac. You like Pac to me, man. And I just wish the world could have got a chance. I just wish they let you out that place. And I know you will take over the rap game. And all that music out cannot come to none. It can't compare to none of your records. I just want to let you know that, man. I'm a fan.
Word. And look, and I appreciate that. I got a question.
Yeah.
Where you from?
I'm from New Orleans. I'm from the West Bank. LJ, the 15th.
West Bank?
Yeah,
I picture this here. I knew from your accent you was from across the river. Yeah,
right,
let me go show you how close I pay attention to the city. Yeah,
yeah,
I already knew you was from across the river.
Yeah.
I want to tell you this, little brother. I appreciate it. You know what I mean? And the love is what kept me alive in here. You know what I mean? And the people that showed me love is what actually keep me going. You know, keep me going.
Thank you.
And it's crazy you compare me to Pac, because every time I do something serious in here, I tell people I put that on Tupac's core. And they all laugh.
Right.
Yeah, but it's,
right.
Like, that means
right,
serious
yeah.
when I be like, yo, you know what I mean?
That's all I want to say. That's how I feel, man. I blast that every day, man. I just want to let you know.
Yeah,
nice to talk to you.
For sure. And I appreciate it.
All right, thanks. All right, keep your head up.
Come on.
Already. So, hey, Blast, y'all working y'all switchboard over there. Y'all got some callers in the log over there. I guess we'll take one caller from each from each switchboard.
Hey, Dope, what you got over there?
We got C-Bizzle, you know what I'm saying? C-Bizzle on the line. Care Bear extraordinaire. What's up, C-Bizzle?
Oh. Hey, what's up,
C-Bizzle?
Everybody?
So what's up?
What's going on?
How you guys doing?
We okay.
You
sure?
Yeah.
How you doing?
I'm hanging.
Can't hear you.
I'm away from choking somebody.
You got something?
No, I was just coming by to say what? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. I sound like it's breaking up.
Good, man. I can hear you.
Can you hear me now?
That might be Carter.
Oh, hear me? Yeah.
You got something,
okay.
Carter Blue? You got something you want to ask real quick, Carter Blue?
No, I was just wanted to to come by and show some love, you know, and it's good that, you know, everybody shows some love to him, and, you know, I hope everything works out for you, and, you know, you're in my prayer, so I'm here. Just showing some support.
I appreciate it, sweetheart. I really do.
No problem.
Thanks for the love.
What's up?
No problem.
Hey, G, you got somebody on your line over there, G?
This is a call from an offender at A, Louisiana Department of Corrections Facility.
I just got a couple of people on the line, but they're not pressing one, man. So anybody want to talk to Mike through the Ground Hard Radio lines, man, you know, press one and I cue you in.
Hey man, this chopper. I was on. I ain't get a chance on it, but say what's up to you before the show started. Though, you know, I just wanted to see so you just, you know, keep your head up. You know.
What's going on? Hey, what's going on? I actually wanted to say what's up to you and to the rest of the. I didn't really get to hear the names well. The other people whose radio station we on. I didn't really get a chance to hear their names well. You said Queenie T. I heard that name, and I heard another name, like two other names.
I'm glad you heard my name. I couldn't hear you because I want to write
down the names of the their names and where they at, where their radio stations are.
Everybody say where they at and clearly the name of the radio station, what's the name, or whatever, so we can write it down.
Ladies first, Ms. Queenie T, you kick it out, baby.
Okay.
Oh, yeah,
Queenie T. I'm out here in Minnesota, and I'm CEO of Next to Blow Radio.
All right, Next to Blow Radio, Queenie T in Minnesota. Wow.
Go ahead, Jit.
I got it.
This Jit from Ground Hard Radio, I'm out here in Duval County, Florida.
Wait, I didn't hear. What's the name again?
Jit, J-I-T.
Quick. J-I-T.
Thank you for using Securus. Goodbye.
I know he's going to call back. We could.
I'm going to get him back.
It's all good.
Yeah.
What I need everybody to do, we got to get a little bit more order to this, though, y'all. It's sounding kind of chopped up, though. What everybody needs to do, though, real talk, though, is put your phones on mute until you bring a caller on. You know what I'm saying? Then, like I said, we're going to rotate between the hosts, and then we'll bring a call on like that. And as soon as we take them off, mute them back, you know, unmute them back or whatever. Because I got like 27 callers in my call log, so I'm trying to move as fast as possible and still be as organized as possible, too, because I know everybody want to talk to Matt. So what we're going to do real quick, man, I'm going to play a little snippet of a track till he get back on the line or whatever. And everybody speak clearly, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if we having technical difficulties with the phones or whatever, his phone or whatnot, but everybody, you know, just speak clearly and speak kind of loud so he can hear you. And I'm letting everybody going to talk to Mac, man, so y'all just hold it down. We going to get it in just like that. But I want to play real quick. Let's play this. I'll be back, y'all.
Paranoid, Mac. Muted.
Who that is?
Yeah.
The shots rang out. I went to the closet to get that thing out. Heavily on, my intention was to blow the next brain out. I had to cock before I got to the door. Who the, why the, and what the fuck they doing this for? Them niggas spook me. I made the trip and they trying to shoot me. I closed my eyes and I let the bullets fly loose. And I loaded, the front door exploded. The barrel started burning my hand and I couldn't hold it. Still I reloaded and got another round burst. It seems like this whole incident was pre-rehearsed. The date in front of me had read 12/31st. What I thought was gunshots was only loud fireworks. The screams got louder, the crowd got bigger. Somebody screamed, oh, I think you killed that nigga. I dropped the trigger, my heartbeat and my knees got excessively weak. Look, I can feel it, shit, yet I'm still hoping I'm sleep. I seen a bag full of holes and his blood was fresh. I can smell death creeping through his innocent flesh. I flipped him over in fear of what I might soon discover. The tears fell, oh, fuck, this was my brother.
They got me no. They got me north. They got me north. They got me north. But I ain't paranoid. They got me north. They got me north. They got me north. They got me north. But paranoid.
On Clearview, I took a look through the review. It was some niggas that my homie Fear knew, but I wasn't cool with them. Matter of fact, I didn't fool with them. I speed it up, they either following Mac or they just read it. But I took a left and they followed. I told my brother get the hollows. These niggas probably got a problem. I'm way across town, some unknown ground. Paranoid, me and my dog, we ducking through the southern fog. Spooked out, some niggas 6 deep in the Land Rover Jeep. Creeping, they fucking up my weekend. I started cussing like a Puerto Rican. I'm headed back to the N.O. Coming from B.R., I just did me a show. Them niggas know I probably got the dough, so they figure they could just fake me and dump me off in that yo, bitches, you crazy. I stepped on the gas, but they crept on their ass. This shit is happening fast. My brother blast up the clouds through the sunroof. An innocent bird drop, but that was just to let these niggas know we had the Glock. But they didn't stop. I seen the Superdome, I'm almost home. Told my brother get the cell phone and call my niggas. We're being chased by these unfamiliars. They probably trying to kill us. I can't shake them, I might just have to break them. They told me not to sweat it, cause they was retrofitted. If you out on in that water, then we got them things to wet it. So I felt relieved as I turned on General Taylor. I saw my niggas pump by the soap in the black and Taylor. So I pumped too, and then I jumped out. I opened up the trunk and I got the phone out. And I told them niggas jump out. They opened up the door slowly, raised their hands, say they follow me cause they was Mac number one.
Already, man, we back live on the Smoothie Dude Show. Your boy Smoothie Dude, we still got Mac live in the building. Like I say, we syndicating on 4 different shows. Shout out to Grind Hard Radio, J Chronicle.
All right, Grind Hard.
Grind Hard Radio.
I wrote down Groundhog. Y'all know I'm tripping. Y'all know I've been down too long.
He's in Florida.
So that's Grind
yeah,
Hard.
Yeah, he's from Florida. He's from, yeah.
I'm from Grind Hard.
Grind Hard Radio from Florida.
What part?
We got a...
I got you.
Jit, what part of Florida, Jit? I got him muted. I'm tripping. Hey, Charles, I don't know who got that background noise. Turn that background noise off for me, though. Just a little bit.
Jit.
What's up, Smooth? You can hear me?
Yeah. Now I can. I had you muted. What part of Florida you was from, Jit? You got your radio coming out of Jacksonville, Florida, Mac. Blast, where you at, my guy?
All right, I'm here, man. Blast your thoughts, man. Birmingham, Alabama.
All right, blast your thoughts.
Blast your thoughts,
right.
Where you are. Now, blast your thoughts. You right. I was on last time you was on, man. I just want to tell you, man, keep holding your head up, man. I just wanted to open my phone line so my people can be able to talk to you, be able to listen to you, man. And show their actual support,
so,
man. That's why we did it tonight.
And I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it. And what part of Alabama?
I'm in Birmingham, Alabama. I'm from Mobile, Alabama.
Oh, okay. You're from Mob Town there, with Birmingham.
Yeah, I'm from Mob Town, PA.
I got you. Birmingham, Alabama. There's a fool there. I got you. Who else? I think it's what, one more? I got Jit.
And then me and Chop, you know you was on our show last time. So, and Chop's out of New Orleans, and I'm from Little Rock, Arkansas. But you already know
right, that,
gotcha.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
the phone line's
blowing up. What you got to say, Chop?
I was just telling you, I was just trying to say good, you know, because I ain't hollering and murdered in the show. You know, just want to tell you, you know, I was on the show last time. So, you know, just want to tell you how everything's still going with you.
Oh, everything good. Wait, I didn't hear the question again, because I don't want to answer what I didn't hear. What you said again?
Well, this Chop. I was just asking, you know, I know you was on the show last time, and I was just saying,
yeah.
You know, I just wanted to see everything was going with you, though.
Oh, everything's straight. We got some good stuff as far as the case is concerned, so hopefully everything going to work out right. Everything going to be straight. If everything goes planned, then y'all will probably be interviewing me from the streets in a few, if everything goes planned.
That's what's up. And best
believe I'm going to come back. And you know I'm going to come back. I'm going to always keep it all the way gutter. Y'all kept it gutter with me, so I'm going to always come back. And I love the underground anyway. That was where I got my start at. The underground is where I feel the most comfortable at. Always have.
Really? I got a bunch of callers in the line. Let me knock out some of these callers real quick. Last four, 5197. What it do?
What's up, man?
What's up with it, bro? Who this?
Man, this A1AC from Rochester, New York.
Uh-oh. All the way up there.
Yeah, man. I'm in Canada, man.
In Canada?
Yeah, man, for real. But, yo, man, it's an honor talking to you, man. I ain't going to say I grew up on your music or nothing like that, because, you know what I'm saying, I'm from up here, so I was on Jay-Z and Nas and stuff growing up and all that. So, you know what I'm saying, I caught on to your music, like, 2 years ago, yo. And ever since then, like, I isolated every rap nigga out here right now, son. Like, all I listen to is just shit, son. Like, I just want to say, yo, hold your head up and all that other stuff, man. I can't wait till you get out, son. Like, it's crazy. I don't even know what to say to you, man. Like, I ain't even know they was going to unmute me, son. Like, you know what I mean?
Now, look.
As I'm listening to you,
I'm picking up an East Coast accent. So check this out, girl.
Yeah.
I just want to say this. How in the hell did you get onto my music?
This call is subject to recording and monitoring. This is a call from an offender at a Louisiana Department of Corrections facility.
Yo, man, like I'm an old school head. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'd rather listen to old school music than the new school. I'm 23. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like when you was rapping, I was a baby. I was probably in the oven still when you did the I Need Wills. You know what I'm saying? So, shit, like, you know what I'm saying? I was on YouTube one day and I was just like, yo, who is Mac? Because, you know what I'm saying? I seen you was signed to No Limit, but I ain't never heard of you. So I was just like, yo, let me listen to him. I listened to you and I was like, yo, this nigga said everything that I ever wanted to say, son. Like, on some rap shit, like, you know what I'm saying, you took it there, you know what I'm saying, like, shit, it's just,
wow.
You know,
and
I fuck with you.
And it's crazy, because I grew up listening to the East Coast. Like, my favorite rappers back in the day was Rakim, of course. CL Smooth was a big influence on me, too. I used to rap with Pete Rock. So them was like the dudes I grew up basically mimicking, or, you know, trying to pattern my style behind. But look. I appreciate it. I appreciate the love,
man. Yeah, man, no doubt, son. Hold your head up.
You keep your head up, too.
I know niggas is telling you, hold your head up, but seriously, yo, like, niggas can't wait for you to get back out here, man. I was so disappointed when I heard you was, you know what I'm saying, locked up and all that other shit, because it's like they don't never want to let no real niggas just have it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You can't be real niggas out here, like mentoring, you know what I'm saying, the young people like me, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I listen to your music through a lot of shit, so, you know what I'm saying, the first song I heard from you was Battle Cry. So, you know what I'm saying, I used to listen to that shit every fucking morning going to school, son, like, you know what I mean, so...
Wow.
Yeah, man.
And you're a living proof that we're all going through the same struggles everywhere. Like, no matter where you're at, no matter where you're from, or what part of the city or what part of the country or the globe you live in, we're all going through the same thing. I mean, because that touched you way up there in the east, you know what I mean? And that's coming from way down here.
Man.
I just wanted to say to you too, little brother, before you go, hold your head up too.
All right, man. Appreciate it.
A1, I told you I had you, boy. I just keep networking for me. All
right, man. I just...
You didn't hear me.
Yeah, man.
Shout out to my boy A1_AC on Twitter. Hey, anybody else? Jig, you got a call over there?
Yeah, I can.
They're still not pressing one, Smooth.
I'll go. Okay.
Go ahead, Queen T.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and bring in the 810 area code, caller 655. You're live. Who is this and where are you calling from?
What's going on? This is Sir Matt. I'm saying this, calling from the 810, Flint, Michigan, you know, Murder Mitten, whatever they want to call it. We're going to try to stay on some positive shit and get this shit moving. But I'm over here checking out Matt. I'm over here checking out
What's going on?
Yo.
Yeah, you hear me?
Yeah, you live with him now. Can you hear him?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm over here. Just got through listening to your, what is it? Shit. Damn computer and shit. What's that? Soldier Slim. Can I borrow Mac and Soldier Slim? Man, I've been listening to Max since I was knee-high to a tulip, man. Went on ahead and joined the Marine Corps, and I stayed on it, man. Stayed on the whole No Limit movement. I mean, the things that y'all did, I mean, y'all basically showed everybody how to do it as far as a group, getting out there, get the money, and just staying positive and doing what you need to do, you know. So I just want to let you know, I mean, I'm still rocking with you. You know, everybody had their rough times and stuff like that, but, you know, we all get a second chance, and keep your head up, man.
Right. Well, we all go through things, and I appreciate that. And what I want to say to you first and foremost is I appreciate your service, and I think we all feel that. You know, I appreciate you brothers for going out there and putting yourself in harm's way to protect our freedom. That's on one. You know, I know we say a lot of things in songs, and a lot of times, you know, a lot of rappers may come across as anti-government, but I'm going to just tell you the real. I love this country. You know what I mean? And I respect all the brothers who put them uniforms on, and that's why I used to represent and put the camouflage on in my rhymes. You know what I mean? Because my dad fought in Vietnam, and he fought
this call
for the country,
is subject
too.
To recording
so
and
monitoring.
This is a call from an offender of a Louisiana Department of Corrections facility.
That means a lot, man. That means a lot, because you mean... It takes a lot, you know what I mean? You sacrifice, you put yourself on the line, or you put your country before yourself and everything. And sometimes it may not go your way and everybody don't agree with the message or the fight that we fight, but still in all, hey, we got to do a job. It's a dirty job out there for everybody, but somebody got to do it, you know?
Right. It's like my dad used to say, I mean, the reasons for war is one thing, but once you out there and you at war, hell, you gotta do what you gotta do. I mean, the reasons don't matter no more. You gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah, most definitely, because the shit I've seen and had to do, you know, sometimes I'm up late at night, can't sleep, nightmares, cold sweats and shit like that or whatever. I put on my No Limit. It's like that military mindset or whatever, that whole movement they had, the No Limit, I was rocking. I'm like, okay, now it's time. Okay, reach 17, it's time to graduate, and it's time to move on. What am I going to do? Get a job, go to school. Wasn't ready for that, so I said military. I want to go to the hardest branch they had out there. The Marines was the hardest branch, so I said, hey, I need a challenge. Just go ahead. Let's rock.
You have 1 minute left.
Why? Yeah, y'all
hear me? Yeah, I got you,
I think we're at the 1 minute mark, so I'm gonna have to call y'all back. But I just wanted to tell you once again, brother, I appreciate your service, and tell all the brothers, you know, from all of the different branches, that I appreciate their service.
I'm okay.
Already, I appreciate you calling in to the show too, man. Shout out to Queen T. Hey, yes, sir, Mac.
Yeah. Oh, I muted him.
Shout out to Queen T, too. That's what's up right there. Hey, we work. I appreciate Queen T, Grind Hard Radio, Black Shutdowns. Everybody opening their phone lines. Mac, you said you were going to call me right back.
Yeah, I'm going to call you back. So I just want to hang up.
All right. So you got anything you want to say to anybody real quick?
Thank you for using Securus. Goodbye.
Put them up. I just cut them off. Right. You're going to call right back in. What I'm going to do, man, I'm going to play a track real quick, and then we're going to come back, let Blast Your Thoughts talk or whatnot. Go to his phone line, see who over there. But y'all just stay tuned, man. Y'all take out this beat off the world. What's up?
Bustin' at me, and it won't stop till we both sleep. You was my nigga, now we beat. I'm bustin' at you, you bustin' at me, and it won't stop till we both sleep. We was claiming the same hood, fuck the same bitches, and they knew if I hit it, you had to hit it too. We was crew, you was with me when I first pulled the trigger. You tried to shoot too. Gun jam, so we pulled off. You remember, I hit by your mama house for a couple of days. Cause
figures. The wrong route, niggas. Typical niggas, we just niggas and diamond. Selling weed to the needy. Everything be 50-50, ain't no need being greedy. You my dog, huh? So that's how we lay it. Niggas who hate it, we rust and demonstrate it. Why we ain't to be paid. On this mission, we get money, power, and riches. Or whatever come along with these riches, there's ain't nobody snitching. I do a bid for you, take care of your kid for you. Now we beefing. I'm busting at you.
Busting
at me. And it won't stop till we both.
Hello?
Yeah, nigga, what's happening?
What's happening with you,
dog? Nigga, what's happening with you? Nigga, talking about you got some beef with me, nigga.
Beef with you? Man, you know I'm a real nigga. Nigga, if I had some beef with you, I'd come to you like a man, dog. I ain't like that between us. See, what it is you talking to these niggas, and these niggas got
you. Nigga told you I blew up and I forgot about us. The same niggas who was with you and afraid the boss. I could do nothing to these niggas. Motherfuckers ain't even from our hood. And now you snuff the fur with him. Off in the world with him. Father forgive him, he danced to some other rhythm. If I thought that we can work it out, we would meet. But as long as you with the niggas, I'll be with that heat. And that's deep. I made a promise to your mama when we was only 12. I delivered you from evil and keep you alive and well. Guess I gotta disappoint her, but to leave no choice. Calling my crib with this murder. Telling your boys what I'm a bitch or something. I used to fight for you. Let you stay at my mama's crib when shit just wasn't right for you. Look what you do me in return. I guess I played for fire, so eventually burn. Hello? Hello? Man, this nigga done fucking hung up on. Y'all think that nigga serious? You was my nigga, now we beef. I'm busting at you, you busting at me. And it won't stop till we both sleep.
Already, man, we back live on the Smooth Dude Show. Shout out, boy, man. Shout out, Jit Chronicle. Shout out, Blair Show Thoughts. Shout out, Miss Queen T. We all syndicating live. Fam ain't called back in yet. I'm still sitting there waiting. On match call back here. Yeah, like I say, man, 213-943-3478. Press 1. 323-693-3021. Press 1. 323-693-3043. Press 1. 718-649-1115. Press 1. And we're going to let you talk to Mac. Now I'm sitting here scrolling the call log. I'm trying to see, waiting on Big Brother Carl back in or whatever. We got 57 minutes left in the show, man. We got to kind of speed the process up a little bit, man, so Mac can talk to everybody. There you go right here. Mac, what's good, Big Brother?
Hello?
Mac, you hear me? Yeah, we back live, Mac.
Yeah.
What's good with it?
Okay, I'm back in the
fact. All right.
Going on.
All right, but we're gonna get into some more callers. We're gonna try to you know what I'm saying? I got a lot of callers in my call log, like I said, I'm trying to get to everybody. So we're gonna try to kinda speed the calls up. Hey Blaz, don't pull one of your callers from over there, Blaz.
But I ain't pressing that one, man. So I don't know they just you know what I'm saying, the chill mode. Hey,
it's cool,
hey,
it's cool. I'm gonna knock off.
What I was saying, yeah, all the listeners that's on, the smooth finna bring on, hey man, get straight to the point. Let's roll because everybody bagged up. Run your line, smooth, let's go.
All right, 603-1914, what's good?
What's good, what's good? It's boy, Young Country, man.
What's going on? Already, what's good, my guy?
Nothing much, man. What's going on, Mr. Mac?
I'm cool, and where you calling from?
College from Alabama, Chattanooga, Alabama, man.
Uh-oh. Back in Bama. Wait, don't tell me you're a Crimson Tide fan.
Oh, you know the wrong time. All day.
them some fools there, boy. They so good, I can't stand them.
Yeah. Hey, man, I just want to say, man, ever since I heard Murder, man, I've been rocking your music, dog. And the song Smooth just played that you was my nigga, now we beefing. I was just singing that in my head before he put that track on.
Now, watch this. You know the actual name of that song is Best Friends, right?
And that's crazy.
Yeah, that's the actual name of it. If you look at the cover, it's actually Best Friend. And I got Beef in parentheses.
That's our World War III.
Right, right.
Yeah, man. I've been supporting your music for a long time, man. You know what I'm saying? Just keep your head up, man. I can't wait till you get out, man. Bring that real back to the street.
For sure, and I appreciate it. I'm gonna do what I do. And look, before you go, I want to say this: if you haven't picked up the album on iTunes yet, it is available on iTunes. Boat, Shell Shock, and World War III is on iTunes now. I think we loaded it up like about 2 months ago. So we've been getting a good response, and we want everybody to know who haven't got, you know, a copy of it. If you don't have the physical copies, or if you would like to get a digital, you know, get it digitally into your phone and stuff like that, it is available for download on iTunes.
Hey, Matt, I'm such a real fan, man. I'd rather go to the store and buy the real CD, man.
Well, look, I'm going to say this. Here's the thing. I don't think you can find the CDs no more. Somebody's selling them. That money ain't coming to me. See, iTunes, that's going straight to my store. I want everybody to know. Now, all the proceeds to what people buying online is going straight to my son.
Okay. Well, I can respect that. I'm going to get it online then.
Right, for sure. And that's, hey, I got to take care of my baby. You know what I mean?
Hey, that's nothing but respect and love, man.
For sure. Definitely. Country. Hey, Country, the phone line. No, I appreciate you coming through, though, my junior.
Already, salute, man. Mac, hold your head, man.
No. Hold yours, too.
Already. Hey, fix your mate, Sam, what's good? Figgity, what's up?
I know, what's going on? What up, fool?
What's happening, fool?
I'm cool, and you heard me.
Yeah. Oh, man, I've been waiting for you to call. I'm trying to figure out when you're coming out here.
I'm going to be there the whole week of Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving? I'm going to make sure I get everything straight for you to pass through.
I'm coming down that Saturday for Thanksgiving.
All right, Seth. I got you. Because I got to let my son know because he waiting to get in there with you.
All right, that definitely was up.
What's going on? How the family?
Everybody didn't know the other man.
Yeah. He out now? I think he was in work release last I heard. He got out yet?
A free man.
Oh, that's good, man. That's good. Tell that fool I said what's happening.
Definitely. I'm going to see him soon as I get down.
All right. Tell him I ain't forgot him. You know what I'm talking about.
All right. That's what's up, man. I come down, man.
All right,
y'all keep it
on. Already, hey, Figgity, appreciate it. I'm gonna run that conversations too. I'm gonna play that conversations too before we get off the air too. So you just hold on, and if you want to get back on, just send me a tweet or something. I got you. You
hear me? I'm good. Go ahead, and run it.
It's been a minute.
You want to hear it?
Yeah, I'm going to hear when y'all play it because it's been a minute since I heard it.
Already. Hey, let's go to Kane real quick. Kane, what's good? I'm trying to get your people real quick. Matt Kane, what's good with it?
What's up?
What's going on there, brother?
She's watching this Laker game, huh?
This call is subject to recording and monitoring.
Oh,
this
Golden
is a call
State
from an
Louisiana
Department of Corrections facility.
Wait, hold on. Wait. Let me get this right. So Golden State is punishing.
Hello?
Yeah, Golden State. They turned to the round, big bro. Golden State.
Yeah, man. I'm mad right now.
Yeah. They got some hard hitters over there,
man.
Golden State.
Well, look, we can always use the excuse. We can use the excuse that Kobe Bryant is hurt.
But they beat the Clippers last night with no problem.
Hey, man, maybe Golden State's better than the Clippers. I don't know.
Yeah, bro, you know, I had to call those. You know, show my little love.
For sure. You already know. You already know. I'll probably get with you tomorrow.
Oh yeah, we gotta finish running. Because I ain't going to tell you everything.
All right.
All right,
Bo.
I got you. All right. I continue to network where we do. Let me go one more caller real quick. Let's go Lil Rock real quick. 501-414, what it do?
What's happening with it?
What's up with it, Z? What you got up?
Nothing but it, man. Moving and maintaining. That's about just stopping through, man.
Wait,
so mad love, like everything. But yeah.
What's up? What's happening? Man, look, I'm listening to his accent.
Bro.
You sure you ain't a migrant from New Orleans down there in Arkansas? Huh? Cause your accent sound kind of New Orleans-y.
No. Hey, the closest thing I get to that is my wife and her people from down that way, man.
Okay, because you said what's happening with it. That's straight New Orleans, yeah.
I love to kick it down there, but that's about all.
Oh, yeah,
but just talking through showing love, man. You keep your head up down that way. Do what you got to do, man, and maintain.
I will, and you do the same, homie.
All right. Smooth dude, how let me, bro?
I bet I will be, bro.
All right.
I will. Shout out to everybody calling in. Do any of the other stations got any callers? Queen T, you got somebody you want to bring on?
Yeah, I got some people. If you guys are trying to go live at any of the phone lines, you guys don't know, you guys definitely got to press the 1 to go live and speak to Max. Make sure you guys press that 1. Don't get into a caller right here from the 816 area code. Caller, you live.
What
are you
calling?
816 area code.
816.
What is that?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
I am, but it's like real low.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, 816, you live, and it's echoing in the background.
How about now? I'm good.
Yeah, where are you calling
Hello?
From? Do you have a question for Mac?
Yeah. I'm from 816, Kansas City, Missouri, Show Me State, you feel me? And I just, I wanted to get some advice or whatnot. You know, I'm a new up-and-coming artist, man, Slim P. Hopefully, man. I've been hollering at Tech. Hopefully, he'll sign me, man. But I just wanted to know, like, what should I look out for, the do's and don'ts? You feel me?
Well, the do's, I would say this to you. Number one, the first thing that I would encourage you and any artist to do is to be persistent at what you're doing. Be persistent.
Okay.
Be consistent, and don't settle for something that makes you feel uncomfortable. If something makes you feel uncomfortable, then you don't need to be in that situation. And other than that, I would say do what you do. Don't change what you're doing if what's hot is different. Because guess what? What's hot is hot today. But tomorrow you might be what's hot. So make sure you leave your mark by being original. You know what I mean? Be original and be persistent with what you're doing. You can best believe that if you're persistent, you will succeed, because I done watched some people that most people would consider can't rap to save their life, but they were so persistent at what they were doing that eventually they blew. You know what I mean? So everybody got their chance. And I know from being in the music business so long as a kid,
this
I remember
call is
the first time
recording and
one of the people who,
this is a call from an offender at a Louisiana
up,
Department of Corrections facility.
One of the first people who heard me rap was somebody who I really admired. And when he heard me rap, he was like, dude, I was like 7, 8 years old. Now, this man was 20 years old. He told it to a grown, this is a grown man talking to a kid. He said, man, you ain't going to make it to McDonald's with that bullshit. I'm 8 years old. You know what I mean? When he told me this. But at the same time, I didn't let that discourage me. I kept on pushing on. And eventually,
right,
it started working. So that's what I would say, be persistent. Above all.
Right. That's real new shit, though. I appreciate that, though, man.
For sure. And don't stop.
Yeah.
Don't ever stop. Just keep on doing it.
Yeah.
Appreciate you calling in, too.
Thank you, April.
Go ahead, Smooth.
You have 1 minute left.
Okay, 1 minute left.
Hey, I want to...
I want to Mac to give out his contact where people can email him. How can they set things up so people can start emailing him and reaching out to him that way.
Well, you can email me through jpay.com. Once you get to jpay.com, you're going to type in my name. My name is McKinley Phipps. That's M-C as in Corey, K-I-N-L-E-Y-P-H-I-P-P-S. My DOC number is 44-56-56. And when you do email me, know that if you email me on the weekend, I won't receive the email until Monday, because we only can receive emails Monday through Friday. And if you send it to me after 12 noon, I won't get it until the next day, because, of course, they have to scan everything, everything we sent out, everything that's coming in. So
thank you for using
Securus.
Goodbye.
Y'all heard it said 1 minute left. We're going to call back in real quick, man. What I'm going to do, spit out these numbers real quick. Hey, 213-943-3478. Press the 1 button. We're going to let you talk to Mac. 323-693-3021. Press that 1 button. We're going to let you talk to Mac. 323-693-3043. We'll let you talk to Mac. 718-664-9115. Press 1, we're going to let you talk to Mac. Hey, shout out to Queen T next to Blow Radio. Shout out to Jit Chronicles over there with Ground Hard Radio. And Blast Your Thoughts and Dope Ass Music over there. Blast Your Thoughts Radio, man. Me and Chop putting all this together, man, so that y'all and y'all respective areas can check out Mac, man. So I appreciate everybody once again. Any of y'all got any more callers on the log yet?
Yeah, I got one. I got one more.
Okay, bet. I'm gonna play this song. Actually, the song he wanted to hear, that conversation. I'm gonna go ahead and play that, and then we're gonna come back to him. I'm gonna go to you first, Jit, take your caller, and then go to Blast, take that caller. Then we're gonna come back over here on my boy. I still got 22 callers, so we're gonna knock out a couple of mine, and then we'll do it like that. But this is Mac and Siggy with their conversations, man.
This is conversation. Can I talk to you?
Mute it.
Yo, check it. I don't need the ice to pull something nice. I don't need the ride to pull something fly. I don't need physique to pull something sweet. I'm a soldier, homie, from the streets. I don't need Versace clothes to cut the hole. I don't need a mouth full of platinum or gold. I ain't gotta be your rapper. I ain't gotta be your actor. Celebs ain't a factor. Nah. Homie, I can drive a tractor. I don't need a big old house to pull a spouse. I can live in the project, sleeping on mama couch. I ain't gotta sign a contract for so many meals. To pull something is gorgeous as love and hills. Scott, Jill, Erica, Bye, into your eyes. That's my kind of women, I won't lie. Besides, you see shorty in the back of the party. That's my woman, I ain't leaving her for nobody. Yeah, cause I got my own. If I wanted the woman, she'd be good as gone. It ain't about money, y'all. Occupation, cause all it really takes is. Yeah, cause I got my own. If I wanted the woman, she'd be good as gone. It ain't about money, y'all. Occupation, all it really takes is. Yeah, I said that's how it be happening. That's how it be happening. That's how it be happening. Now check it. If she cheated on her ex, and now she's next to you. Then homie, her next ex is you. She met you, she told you how much she hated his guts. Hate the way that he fucks, and etc. If you hate him that much, why did you date him? And if he's so disgusting, why did you lick his nuts and swallow when he was busting? Forgive me if I'm so upfront. Well, ain't nothing worse than the motherfucker who don't know what they want. Oh, you confused? Guess what? I play on that confusion. Make you think I'm your comforter. Create the illusion. The conversation works so fast, I have an offer me to add.
Yeah.
And even though it's hard for me to pass, I pass. And that's out of respect for your man. See, that's some G shit he probably wouldn't understand.
Yeah.
Besides, you see shorty in the back of the party. That's my woman and I ain't leaving her for nobody. Man. I got my own. If I wanted the woman, she'd be good as gone. It ain't about money or occupation. All it really takes is check it, cause I got my own. If I wanted the woman, she'd be good as gone. It ain't about money or occupation. All it really takes is conversation.
You got it better than your life. You're sipping your ice and a whole lot of good.
Good.
I can tell by the look in your eyes. See, you treat me right like a real nigga should.
honest, just cause the conversation is honest. That's just my charm, I sprinkle the game behind it, that's that. See, I avoid the pussycat trap.
Yeah.
If I wanted the woman, she'll be good, it's gone. A couple and some giggles and it's good, it's on. I ain't gotta drive a 750 to get her naked with me. Or a G4 jet to get her wet. We don't teach her respect, but listen when you're talking and be stalking. And that's why you don't be out often. These hoes, I don't break up, I be gone when you wake up.
Yep.
A lot of niggas offer you cash to get the ass.
Yep.
I ain't gotta have a condo or a house on the hill. Conversation got a feel,
make
it tell me how you feel. That's real,
real.
If you don't understand me, you will. I convert,
you know,
just to see what's under that skirt.
Yeah.
Cause I got my own. If I wanted the woman, she'd be good and gone. It ain't about money, your occupation.
Cause
all it really takes is, yeah, cause I got my own. If I wanted the woman, she'd be good and gone. It ain't about money, your occupation. All it really takes is, let me talk to you.
Unmuted.
Shout out to Blast Show Thoughts. I'm Smoothie Dude with my co-host Chops, man. And we still here live with Mac. What's good, Mac? I had to let you listen to a little bit of that. You said you wanted to listen to it. You ain't heard it in a minute. I like that joint right there, though, man. I put that on the mixtape, too, for y'all, man. On the mixtape, you and Steve.
I like that track. Yeah, I'm feeling that track. That track was real hot. Listen, I want to say this. If I sound a little calm or quiet, there's a reason for it. I want to let everybody out there know because the brothers in here sleep. The lights are actually out. So I'm showing them the same respect that I would want to be shown. That's why I'm not really too animated right now because it's kind of late, so everybody kind of sleep. So I'm just trying
to show
them. All right. Hey, Jit, go ahead and bring your call on, Jit.
You know what? Smooth, they dropped. It's unfortunate, but they dropped. Yeah.
Okay, you got something you want to ask me? You got something you want to ask me, Jit?
Hey, I actually do. I do got a question for Mike, man, because I feel like Bruh is one of the unsung legends, not only for street music, but, like, hip-hop in general. So I wanted to know what advice would he give to an underground artist that's trying to make a name for themselves in the game. Like, what advice would you tell that person?
Well, underground artist? Well,
yes, sir.
I would basically say what I said to the last little brother, just keep doing what you're doing. I actually got my start on the underground. Before I signed with No Limit, I was with a group called the Psycho Wall, and we were sort of like the underground legends in New Orleans. You know, we was against the grain. At the time, New Orleans was full of a lot of bounce music. And we were straight on some hip-hop shit way back in the early 90s. So I would say just keep on pushing because it's only underground when the masses don't really know who you are. But eventually the masses are going to know who you are. And you're going to take that real music and bring it from the underground to the mainstream. Because in truth, I feel that what's in the mainstream needs to be put underground. They need to take all that crap and put it underground. I'm just keeping it real. You know what I mean? Let the real music be what's mainstream. So I would say just keep on doing what you're doing.
I respect that. That's good advice. And Smooth, I do got one person on the line now, finally. Can I click him in?
Go ahead and bring him on.
All right, I got Kano the Pyro from HME Radio, man, straight out of Las Vegas. What it do, fam? You on the line with Big Homie Mike.
What it do, man? Shit.
What's happening?
Let the legendary MCs be the cover man. That's what I'm talking
Uh-oh.
About, man.
Yep.
that's old.
Shout out to Mac. Yeah.
What's
yeah, man.
What's
I got
going
that
on,
lost
man?
Tape too, bro. I got that lost
right.
tape,
look,
my nigga.
Look, the lost tape.
Shout out to
D1. Real soon. Huh?
Yeah. Shout out to D1. D1, he been on my show like 2 times, my nigga.
Well, look, let me say this. Let me say this, too. I want to give a big shout-out to D1. D1 is the homie. D1 has been one of the brightest spots in my life. Ever since I met the brother, he's doing everything he can to help me. And he just got signed recently. They announced it yesterday. And I'm looking for the brother to do, like, big things. Because I told him from the day I met him, I said, 5 years, homie, you're going to be the biggest rapper in America. And that was, like, 4 years ago. So guess what? It's about that time.
Man, I feel like I need to be in that same club, my nigga, because you damn near raised a nigga like Pac, you know what I mean? I think I'm the only nigga with a Shell Shock poster still around this bitch. You know what I mean?
Wow. I ain't even know they said I ain't even know they still had Shell Shock poster.
Yeah, nigga, well, look, I got to give them to him all, too. So the Slim poster, too.
Wow.
Man, I've been rocking with y'all.
I need to throw the Slim poster.
I've been rocking with y'all
for a
minute, bro.
This call is subject to recording and monitoring. This is a call from an offender at a Louisiana Department of Corrections facility.
Now check this out. One of the last callers I did before I got incarcerated, I think the week before I got incarcerated, I performed at Suge Knight's Club out there in Las Vegas. It was called 662, if I'm not mistaken. You remember that?
Yeah.
It was a red building, I think, out there in Las Vegas, if I can recall it.
That's what
it might not even be there no more. Huh?
No, it's still there, but it ain't no club. But, you know, it's still there, though.
Okay, that's where I was at. That's where we were at.
Okay,
I was there like a Thursday or Friday night. For sure.
Well, I'm from Daytona Beach, Florida, my nigga. Shit, you know, holding it down for Florida.
Okay.
But,
I thought you was in Las Vegas.
I'm in Las Vegas. I've been out here for a minute, you know, just
all right.
Duking and moving.
Okay.
I was just listening to a track. Nigga, it's my favorite verse, nigga. Heaven from a thug. Nigga, heaven for a thug.
Heaven for a thug.
That's one of my... I was a long way from heaven. That's so they told me. In the eyes of the Reverend, I was unholy. You know what I mean?
Wait a minute, that was on, I can't remember what that was on. Look, you kind of blew me for a minute when you said heaven for a thug. I'm like, wait, what was that on?
That was you, Magic, and C Murder.
Right, and I'm trying to think, was that on, what that was on, Bossalini, or was it on Magic's album?
Yeah, I think it was on Bossalini. Yup, hell yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I remember now.
But shit, man.
Y'all gotta forgive me. That was like 100 years ago, y'all.
I'm about to say that, Mike. You're showing your age, bro, but it's all good.
Look, I'm showing my age now. Look,
I
want to
ask you two questions, my nigga.
Look, y'all playing. Why y'all playing? Huh?
What happened with my team? We got it, man. Why that shit never got released, my nigga?
Which one?
The Tank Dog.
Tank Dog? Oh, man, you know what? We was going to release it, but guess what? One of the Tank Dogs got locked up. That was me. I mean, once the Tank Dog got locked up, we kind of slowed everything down. You know what I mean? But
okay.
I was telling C at when I was at the rodeo this past weekend at Angola, I was like, man, when I get out, one of my goals is to just get everybody together. Just one more time. Just get us all together in a room. You know what I mean? Even if it's just to have a party or some type of celebration, just to get all the brothers together, because a lot of us have died off. A lot of them went to jail. And, you know, it was crazy because we were all part of something that was so big. And when I look back, it's like half of us is gone. You know what I mean? And
man, you made
it's
the
a,
best
it's a lot.
Song, though, man. You made the best song to reminisce on those times with that Stone family on the lost
tapes. Yes. Right, family.
Yeah,
was,
man.
That was from the heart. That was from the heart, that homie. That was from the heart.
Already. Hey, fam, my show appreciate
doing,
you coming through, bro. We got 30
right
minutes
now,
left. Fam,
hold on, man.
We got 30
hold
minutes.
Man.
We got 30 minutes left in the show, fam. I got a whole slew of callers still want to holler at, bro, man. I sure appreciate you coming through. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's a whole slew of callers filled up over here. Try to keep. Yeah, it ain't nothing but love. Like I was saying, Mac, but like I say, everybody want to holler at you. Let me go to ACMO real quick. ACMO0863, what it do?
What's the deal, my nigga?
What's
going on?
With it, man? You
what's
live for Mac.
Man, what's going on, Mr. Legendary?
What's happening? Who is this?
That's 1504 from Pine Bluff, Arkansas, man.
Oh, okay. What's going on?
One of your biggest fans, homeboy, man. Nothing but respect, man.
For sure. Appreciate the love, homie.
Hey, man, you set the ground for a lot of things, man. And
monitoring. This is a call from an offender at a Louisiana Department of Corrections facility.
Yeah, man, you set the groundwork for a lot of niggas, man, to come after you, man. And me being one of them, I just want to say thank you, my nigga. I appreciate that.
Well, I hope the inspiration was good. I hope it was more good than bad. You know what I mean?
Hey, it was, brother, because we was all going through that struggle, man. Every line you was spitting, man, not only was it some of the best poetry a nigga in the hood ever heard, man, it was the realest shit ever to be. You know what I'm talking about?
For sure. And I appreciate it, man. It was for y'all. It was for the hood because that's where I was born and raised. So, you know, it came from people like you and people, you know, that I grew up around seeing and things that was going on around me at the time. So that's where it came from. So that's where it returned.
Bet. Hey, man, if there's any way a brother can see you a CD or something, man, let my nigga Smooth know what the deal is, man. Smooth dude, one of the realest niggas down here in Little Rock. Big shout out to him and my nigga Steve Chops, man, for putting it all like they do every week for us, man.
I already know Smooth wants it really.
Hey, that nigga cold blooded, he ain't no sleep for real.
Yeah, I can't receive CDs unless I can only receive CDs if they're.
You have 1 minute left.
A store. That's the only way I can
receive
CDs. So if they pack it up in that.
That's real.
That's their policy here.
Okay, I got you. Hey, man, it was a blessing just to talk to you, man. And again, brother, appreciate you for the work you put in, man. We can't wait to see you again,
for sure. And I appreciate the love.
100, my nigga. Smooth. Keep it popping.
Fifteen, you know you my guy, bro. Appreciate you coming through, 15, man. Real talk.
No way, baby. Hey, I'll be in the town this weekend.
I already know, bro. Hey, check this out. Mac Fane going to be down here. I was tweeting with him earlier trying to get him to call in. Fane, if you're listening, press 1, man, or direct message me your number so I can bring you through. He actually going to be in Little Rock the weekend, man. I'm going to let him know I talk to you. Like I was telling you earlier, we had already interviewed Fane and Ms. Serve on and Turk on the show before.
Thank you for using
Securus.
Goodbye.
See, I know he's going to call back. So, I did hear the one minute. Keita, just call me back whenever he come back, okay, Mama?
I appreciate you too, you hear me?
Oh, you're
definitely,
sure.
No problem.
Okay,
that's sure.
No, I'm ready.
Yeah, it's what I'm about to say. So, last one. You hear me?
Go ahead, Chop. Yeah, we hear you, son. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, I was just saying, you know, it reminded me just how the last one was, though.
It feels good, man. It feels real good. Yep, I still got a slew of callers in the call log. What y'all calls looking like over there, man?
I got a 251, man, from the Mobile. Don't going to bring them all, I guess, whenever you call back.
All right, Queen, what you looking like over there?
You want to holler at Mac? He's going to bring me on live.
Who is that?
My phone, my battery.
Hey, just press mute right quick, see? Press mute. Press mute, see? He's going to come on live just a second.
Yeah, hit
mute.
Queen.
Yo, I'm here. I'm sorry. My callers ain't pressing 1 right now, so they just tuned in.
Okay, bet. Hey, I appreciate everybody tuning in. I appreciate all the hosts, too, Queen T, next to Blow Radio Jet, from Ground Hard, Blast Your Thoughts Radio, man. It's an epic night for Blog Talk Radio itself, man. And I'm going to try to do what I can do to get this featured, because this needs to be a feature episode. I appreciate everybody. All the callers, like I say, if you could kind of, you know what I'm saying, speed your questions up. Because I got a slew of callers still. We might go through a little overtime. It just depends on how much time Matt can talk on the phone. You know what I'm saying? And we'll go in depth after the interview on putting some funds together so we can do this more often. I don't know who that is with that background noise, too. That's the kid lit, too, if y'all don't mind. I appreciate that. All right, Matt, we back live with Matt. What's good, big bro? OG.
All right, bet. Hey, some of y'all got some background noise, man. We got the key of lit, man. Real talk. Y'all know what the
hell
is, man.
Yeah,
mute your phone. Chop, I don't know if that's you need to chop.
Oh.
Hey, all right, we live. We here now.
Y'all hear me?
Go ahead, Jit.
All right, look. I want to make sure I reiterate what I was saying earlier. I can receive emails Monday through Friday through jpay.com. When you get to jpay.com, you have to give them my name. My name is McKinley Phipps, McKinleyPhipps. My DOC number is 445656. If you email me before noon, I will receive the email the same day. If you email me afternoon, I'll get it the following day. They have to scan everything that goes and comes. So if you don't hear right back from me, it's because we can't really do it like that. You know, they send our emails to us at a certain time of the day. We receive them, we read them, and then we email people back, and then they get it, you know, the next day. But you have to go to the JPay site to see my response. It's not going to show up on just like your regular, you know, on your phone or whatnot. You have to actually go to JPay to receive my response. So I just want to make sure everybody knew that, and to make sure everybody knew that CDs, Shell Shock, and World Walk are available on iTunes.
Make sure y'all go get it on iTunes. If you find it in the store, don't buy it. Go to iTunes because, like Max said, it's supporting his son. All the proceeds go directly to his family. So, you know what I'm saying? Shell Shock World War III. Y'all go shop with it on iTunes because all the proceeds go directly to his family. I got a copy. I think I'm going to buy it again, though, Max, just support you. Hear me? Because I'm fucking with you. Like I say, Shell Shock is one of my favorite No Limit albums, period. I ain't going to lie, Shell Shock.
I want to repeat it one more time. All proceeds go to my son. Let everybody know that. All proceeds go to me helping provide for my son from here.
100.
For sure.
Already. Dope, go ahead and bring that call on you got over there, Dope.
All right, we got that 251 in the building. What it do?
What's going on? Wait, 251? So wait, hold up. Don't tell me what that said. 251. Is it Dallas? Nah. That's 2641. Where's 251? Where is it?
Mobile, Alabama, Mile Time.
That's Mobile. That show is Mile
Time.
No, I'm tripping. Y'all got to forgive me. It's late. I know it's Mile Time. My bad.
251, last four digits, 3010. What it do?
Oh, yeah, this Big C ticking here, man. Repping all blasted thoughts, Tycoon Records, man. I just wanted to say, Mac, it's an honor to be on the line with you, man, because you contributed a lot for the Southern Pioneers, you know, and paved the way, and you was really before your time, man. I got a whole No Limit collection on Drive that I listen to in my radio, you know.
For sure.
Just,
and I appreciate it.
Not but that old school, man. We've been on you since the 90s, man. Since the beginning, we've been on that No Limit.
The No Limit.
Since the 90s, man.
Wow. Guess what?
Right next door.
This
nope.
call is subject to recording and monitoring.
Y'all ain't know
this
for like 3 hours a week.
A, Louisiana Department of Corrections Facility.
We like 2 hours from New Orleans, man. But, you know, we went through some issues ourselves. We had a movement going on with the hip-hop stuff, but, you know, we had one foot in the street and one foot effing with the music. So, you know, I had to sit down. But since then, you know, I've been getting myself together and, you know, moving forward, man. But, you know, music and the whole movement still limit, man, because it's real, you know, from the heart. You know what I'm saying? So.
Right. So are you an artist or are you a producer?
You know, I was doing. So my brother was the artist at the time, but I was doing my part helping finance. So I had another CEO and another CEO out of Houston, and we had all linked up with that 8-town Mars Town Commission, and we was pursuing everything. As a matter of fact, I had chopped it up with Servon early in the game. We was on a plane flying from New Orleans to Houston, man, and he put me on some books and stuff to be up on my business sense, you know what I'm saying? As far as, you know, if you was going to pursue it, you got to be wise on both avenues, you know what I'm saying, if you want to get your money. So, we can't get no major deals at the time, so you had to be on your business if you wanted to do on the independent tip. So the South basically, you know, in my opinion,
right,
was one of the original pioneers of the independent game, you know what I'm saying? So, as a matter of fact, man, I was at the Bayou Classic 1 year, and you had rolled by me, I believe, in a Yukon or some 1 year, man.
Yeah,
on everything. You know, years back,
wow,
probably in the 90s.
Man, that's crazy. That was like 98, 99. That was like 98, 99.
Yeah.
Damn. Hey, look, I damn.
Yeah, we was out
that.
There on Canal Street.
Wait, how old are you?
So, you know,
how old are you?
Cause brother,
you're telling on my age.
Oh, I'm 37.
Y'all, smooth, you hear him, huh? He telling me, he 37.
Yeah.
He telling all my children, he 37. You must know how old I am, almost. I'll be 37 in July.
We from the beginning, man. I mean, when No Limit went to start in that movement back then, you know, I mean, we felt we was a part of that because we was right next door. And, you know, the South basically was on the front line at that time and really doing it in a major way and just showing, you know, contributing what we had. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
Hopefully,
well,
man, you'll get to sit down and contribute again because you was before your time, man, for sure.
Well, I appreciate that. That's humbling, brother. And
like
I will say this.
Pop.
As far as,
Like a Southern pop, for real, man.
Uh-oh. Well,
I will say this, man. Just...
Y'all hear me?
Hey, fam, I sure appreciate you coming through, though, fam. You know what I'm saying? The phone line's still blowing up. Hey, your brother came and talking about, I don't know if it was him or not. Your brother came was, like, reminding everybody about the documentary, too, that documentary
right.
you got out,
oh,
too.
Yeah. I'm so glad he said that. Oh, all right, because, you know, my brain, I've been in jail too long. So, all right, on Facebook, I believe, you go on Facebook, and I think it's McKinley Max Phipps Jr., I think, on Facebook. And the DVD is available through PayPal. The link to it is actually on the Facebook page. And I think the Facebook page is McKinley Max Phipps. I know y'all probably wondering, like, how he think. Well, I have no access
to that. That's the quote. You're right.
That's it? That's right? Okay. All right. Takeda said that's right, so that's right. I have no access to the internet here, so I only go off of what people tell me. So the DVD, the documentary, is called Camouflage Truth. It is the State versus McKinley Phipps Jr., and it tells the whole story about how I got incarcerated from live witnesses who were right there on the scene of the crime. So if you haven't checked it out yet, it's imperative that you check it out. It's a story about an American injustice. Even if you're not a fan of rap music, it is a true story about an injustice that took place in our country. So that's Camouflage Truth. It's available through Facebook, through PayPal, but the link is on the Facebook page, McKinley Max Phipps Jr.
I got some more callers on the line. We got it. McKinley Max Phillips Jr. I know I got it, man. I've been
This is a call from an attendant at Louisiana Department of Corrections facility.
It's not Phillips. It's Phillips.
I've been tagging you, your Facebook page.
Huh?
Oh.
Y'all got me?
Yeah.
Alright. I'm back. Sound like somebody was going out.
Let's knock a couple calls out if you don't mind, big bro.
Mm-hmm. All
right, big bro. Look, on the last call I was hearing some background noise from one of these from one of the phones.
Oh. I know I got mine on mute.
Okay.
Alright.
It's on mute, the caller. Sound like they had a radio on. They just need to turn their radio down when they talk.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That works, Smooth.
204-0598, what it do?
Hey, what's good? Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we hear you. What's good?
Yo, what's good? This is Don Dutchess, man. I'm calling from Savannah, Georgia, calling to just show some love to Mac. I'm calling for Savannah, Georgia, but I'm a rich. What's good, man? I grew up in Germany, so I just want to let y'all know, you know, y'all whole movement touched worldwide. So it's really an honor to be on the phone with you right now. I'm an indie artist holding it down. And I just want to say, you know, it's a mad love over here for you. We praying for you. I know how it is to have family trapped behind them walls. So just keep your head up, man. Sometimes the struggle, you know, the outcome is going to be greater than the struggle. So you're definitely in our prayers. And I remember the whole No Limit movement, so it's just an honor to be on the phone with you right now. If you got any advice, you know, I'm all ears and I'm listening, man.
All right, Jeff, I want to say this before I give it. Whoa, did y'all hear that? What that was?
Yeah.
I hear ringing.
NSF-02, the mobile customer you have called is unavailable or traveled outside the coverage area.
Hey.
Please try your call again later.
Y'all can talk to Mike and try to listen to the man on the radio and clicking over to call your friend.
The mobile customer you have called is unavailable or traveled outside.
That was dope ass music. That was dope, too. Hey, y'all go. Hey, my bad. I don't know if that was dope or whatever. I don't know who that was. I think that was Blast Your Thought. No.
Okay.
Go ahead, though, Matt, with the response, though.
So I just wanted to say to the young lady, I think that was the young lady, right?
Yeah. My voice kind of hoarse right now. I've been sitting. But, yeah, I'm a female.
Okay, so you still there. Look, I thought you were gone.
No, I'm still here.
All right, well, this is what I want to say, first of all. I've been to Germany, so I don't know how old you are, but we did concerts in, I did four cities in Germany. We did Munich, we did Stuttgart, we did Berlin, and we did Hamburg. That was back in, like, 98. And I met some guys out there called Psychomatic. The King of Kings Army. I think that was their name.
Wow.
And we were real close. And what was crazy is backstage, they had a CD from Fiend that came out in New Orleans, like a local CD. And we were so excited that they had this CD. And this was some stuff that Fiend did before No Limit. We were so excited that we took our shirts off and gave it to them. But I just want to say that, give you the same advice that I gave the other brothers. Be persistent and keep doing what you're doing. Whatever is your flavor or your niche, whatever separates you apart from everybody else, because I'm so sick of all of the.
You have 1 minute left.
You know, a lot of artists are making a lot of money, and I'm happy for those brothers that's making money, but I'm also getting sick of everybody sounding the same. You know, a lot of stuff that I hear on the radio right now, it sounds exactly alike. So keep doing what you're doing, be original and be persistent, and I think you're gonna blow. I think you're gonna blow. In fact,
that's
I know true. You will.
I got you, man.
Just keep doing it.
Absolutely.
Appreciate it,
boy. Hey, Don, I appreciate you. Appreciate Don Dutchess coming through, man. Was you gonna it's a less than a minute left, fam. Was you gonna call back in one more time? Over not.
Y'all got time? Y'all got time?
Mm-hmm.
You got time.
Mm-hmm.
Want me to hit back? All right.
We got time. We got
let me hang up now.
Okay. I so appreciate everybody coming through. Hey, dope, y'all done got y'all stuff together over there, dope?
Yeah, you see my Obama phone hung up. My bad, that's my Obama phone.
Man, get us some cheap ass phone, man. Come on, I'm bushing. Hey, dollar for dope is still in effect. He needs to use a quarter of that for his phone, I guess. Nah, that's cool. Nah, I'm just bushing. What Blast at? Blast still on there?
Yeah.
I'm in the building, man. Hey, man, shout out to Smooth the Dude, Chops, man. Appreciate y'all, boy, man. Now, hey, man, his family, man, I appreciate y'all for giving us this opportunity, man. It's four shows, man. Man, it's amazing, man. It feels so good right now. And then people actually still, when you play them tracks, man, they're like, damn, I know where I was. You know what I'm saying? With a lot of music today, you don't get that out of them. You don't know when you was when you heard that first time. So, man, I appreciate that, man.
Real talk. Check out.
y'all, you know what I'm saying? So, like I say, we working. Shout out to Queen T over there holding it down. I hear you, boo. I already ate them numbers again, man, because the show about to be over with. Y'all need to call in, 213-943-3478, 323-693-3021, 323-693-3043, 718-664-9115, man. Real talk. Call in, press that 1. Now, these last couple callers, man, we got to do them real quick, man. I got like 6 people that I need to get to that I haven't. So if y'all come on real quick, you know what I'm saying, do what you do. You know what I'm saying? Then we're going to go to the next caller like that. I don't know if y'all got some callers. Y'all got some callers over there?
Hey, it's a man down for me, Smooth. I'm on man down.
Hey, listen, man. Let this be you, man.
You put this together.
That's a bet. That's a bet. Hey, Mac, we back live with Mac. What's good, my guy?
I'm cool. Still trying to sleep.
Mac, you still with me?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm fighting my sleep. I'm here.
Okay, okay. I ain't gonna hold you too much longer, man. We'll let you right here.
Ah, man, it's
cool.
It's all good. I got school in the morning.
All right, man. I got my guy, Materi, from Brooklyn News. He wanna spit a quick Mac freestyle real quick. What's up, Materi?
Hey, yo, there is no limit to how we fucking act, but I gotta send a shout-out to say free my nigga Mac. I'm trying to tell you now, this is just how we say. But I told y'all niggas already I signed up for J-Pay. So I could talk to my nigga and tell him, yo, we riding with you. Fuck that. This interview is more than just hip-hop. We riding with you. Dog, I want you to let you know that this is from the heart. And for real, I'm just trying to play my MC part. Like, yo, I hope that you understand this here. That right now, we riding with you, my nigga. Let's make that clear. You know, my shit is kind of fucked up right now, but Mac, let me tell you something, my nigga. I done signed up for J-Pay. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to send you some letters, my nigga, let you know exactly how I feel. You know what I mean? Because right now, my nigga, it's slow your roll, and it's motherfucking murder, murder, kill, kill right now. You understand what I'm telling you? Not even on that level, but I'm just saying. You know what I mean? Like, on that level, my nigga, you already know what it is, dog. Like, you are a legend in this fucking game, dog. And I know that I'm backed up by this money team that you're talking to right now, and I know they can vouch for me when I say that we love you, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? And just from the first interview to this interview, my nigga, I salute you, dog. You know what I'm saying? And I want you to hold your head, and I want you to understand that niggas definitely riding with you, family. You know what I mean? Like, at the end of the day, you're not just the only one in there doing time, my nigga. We doing that time with you. You feel me?
For sure. And look, I'm going to salute y'all back. Let me say that. My salute, and I'm going to say this. You talk about I'm a legend. Yeah, you sound like a freestyle legend. Yeah? I don't know if I can do that no more. And look, and I used to damn near do that shit for a legend for a living. Just going clear on the ground of mic, yeah? Look, man, I want to say one love, man, to all of y'all, and I appreciate the love. Without a doubt, man.
Yeah,
from the bottom of the heart.
Salute to you, brother.
Yeah, and I can't say that's a first. And I can't say that's a first, Donnie. Yeah, I heard that Brooklyn. that is definitely a first. Nobody ever showed appreciation in that way. You know what I mean?
That's like, holy, that hey, fella, you so, just trying to show you that we riding with you, my nigga. You know what I mean? We love you, my nigga. You keep your head up.
Yeah, and same to y'all, homie.
You already know, fam. You already know.
Honey, team, hey, just stay on the line. I'm going to bring you back. And when we recap the show, man, let you speak some more. Man, I got to hit up these phone calls real quick. Phone line still going off the meter, man. Real talk. Hey, 785-385-3926. What it do? You live with Mac. What's good? 785. What's good? That's the area code 3926. 785-3926. What's good? All right, bet. 870-570-5330. What it do?
Who we got?
870-5330. What it do?
What it do, Smooth it do? Already, it's your boy DJ Pagey. Over, mountaintop in the building. What it do?
Already, I got Mac live with me from the penitentiary, Main Lane, Hunt facility. What's good?
Man, what it do, Mac? Man, big salute to you. What it do, Mac?
I'm chilling. How you feeling?
I'm feeling good, man. Like I said, everybody, pick back on what everybody else said, man. That No Limits been on deck since day one, my nigga. I had a slew of all y'all from Mac, goddamn Mr. Servon, Mia X, you all recorded Master P, man. All y'all, every time, every month, y'all were dropping. I had each one of y'all's first albums, man. Y'all monumental. You hear me?
Call is subject to recording and monitoring. This is a call from an offender at a Louisiana Department of Corrections facility.
Man, we were putting out so many albums, I couldn't even remember. I couldn't keep up with all of them. I ain't gonna lie to you. I don't think I can remember all of the albums we put out between 97 and 98. We put out so many of them.
Y'all took independent hip hop to the next level, man. Y'all really started that independent, you know what I mean?
Now I'm gonna tell you, I heard a lot of people say a lot of things about Percy, but one thing I can say is Percy showed the whole music industry how to move them units. He showed them that.
Yes, right.
If they don't give him credit for nothing else, he showed them that.
And like I said, big shout out to, Smoothie Dude for hooking this up, man. He just put me in the whole circle. Him, Mac Damone, 1504, man. We making noise out of that old Pine Bluff, Arkansas, man. You know what I mean?
Oh, for sure. So that's the 870 is in Pine Bluff, right?
Yeah, Pine Bluff, Arkansas. I was trying to catch the act. Currently, right now, I'm in that North Dallas, you know what I'm saying? Representing my niggas up here, you know, we've been checking out this little spot called the Blue Mason. It's a little hot spot right there in Arlington, right down the street from Dallas Cowboys Stadium. So, you know,
right.
Down with Two Heavy ENT, they have new little group coming on up. They wanted me to come on up here. I was telling them about Smoothie Dude, 88.3, Blog Talk Radio, letting them know, you know what
right.
I'm saying? We networking this thing at Mountaintop ENT.
Right, and look, I know exactly where you're at because my family out there, so I know exactly where y'all at. I appreciate you
coming through, Kenobi, man. I got a whole bunch of other calls I got to get to, man, and the show about to end here pretty soon, too. I appreciate you. You know, Friday, man, I'm going to spend that music for you Friday. You hear me?
Bet that, and I hope Mac be in attendance for that Friday, man, because you definitely want to check out some of that Mountaintop music, my nigga.
I got you, man. I'm getting
in. All right, man. We working, man. Hey, let go 504-4071. 504 to area code 4071, the last four digits. What it do?
Yes, man. What's up, Matt? Bro, I'm a big fan, man. Bro, I've been listening to your music since I was a little boy, bro, like 12, man. My brother had hollered at you early. J-Rock from New Orleans, too. Well, we from the West Bank. So you know what I'm saying? But right now I'm out here in Philly. I play ball. Like, I know you play ball too. But, bruh,
I've been fucking with you
for a long time. What you were saying?
Wait, who you playing ball for?
I play for this Christian school called Baptist out here in Philly. I'm a freshman, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, bruh, like, every morning when I wake up, bruh, I'll be listening to your music. My favorite song from you is that One Wish. And you be talking about like Christmas. Yeah.
Damn, wait, how did you hear One Wish? I'm trying to think. What was One Wish on?
Bro, I think it was on, I don't know, but like it's on YouTube on a link. So I had pulled that bitch up, bro. Like every morning I wake up, bro, I'd be bombing that bitch. And like I got the lost tape on like
90 seconds.
You probably don't remember that song, Young and Embarrassed, man. Young and Embarrassed. That's the name of the game, yeah. Young and Embarrassed.
Wow.
Man, Young and Shame.
That was classic.
You're
telling my age again. You're telling my age
again. Yeah, you're in the Mac, bro.
Young and Embarrassed came out.
Like I was saying, man, bro, just like a pleasure to talk to you, bro. Like, nigga, look up to you, bro.
Big Steve can make
like, you like talking bigger to us, bro. Like in New Orleans, bro. Like I bump your shit every day. Even out here, my dorm mate be on your shit, man. Like you all I fuck with, man. And that's straight up, bro.
For sure. I appreciate the love, man. And listen, please tell your dorm mates that they need to go to iTunes and pick up Shell Shock and World War III. Tell them
we
got kids to feed.
You already know that, man. I already know
this
that.
This is a call from an offender at a Louisiana Department of Corrections facility.
Hear me, bro, but hold your head up, Mac, bro. And we're going to keep fucking with that music, and even when you come home, we're going to fuck with you, man. We're going to hold it down for you. You hear me?
So, and I appreciate you, homie.
For
much
sure.
To y'all out there.
But for my name is Matt.
Pen, Mr. Magic.
What's your name?
My name is Magic. That's my government name. Magic. M-A-G-I-C, like Mr. Magic.
What? That's a dope
yeah,
name.
That's my government.
That's
my government
name.
Wow.
And
you're going my little swag.
And you're playing, and you're in college, right?
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to have to be checking for you. You got games?
Looking out. Yeah, I got games.
All right.
I wish I could beat you one-on-one.
I don't know. Well, how tall are you?
I'm short, man. I'm like 5'9".
Man, I'm 6'4". I'm a giant, man. You already know what time it is.
Hey, I'm getting out there too.
The only thing I'm not doing around people your height is dribbling. I ain't dribbling the ball around you, right? Nobody.
Oh yeah, that's cookies.
But guess what? I'm putting them on posters. Believe that. I'm putting them on posters.
Real?
You do.
I'm 37, but I'm still putting them on posters. I mean, 36. Hold up. I'm 36.
Yeah.
Are you trying to do it too
bad? What's your show, my nigga?
My guy.
For sure.
I'm going to take real quick, man. I'll say something to you and then let you spit out all your information one more time. 469-4319, what it do?
Hello?
Hello?
Who is this?
This is Matt.
Coca Lee.
Coca Lee, what
school
you calling
with
for?
You?
What? I'm calling from Dallas, Texas.
Hey there, how you doing?
I'm fine, like a glass of wine. What is
wow.
me X?
Wow.
Hey, what me X? Hey,
what's going on?
I want to
know. We don't know what she is.
Huh?
Me.
I can't hear.
Already. Hey, Max, she asked you what me and X were. Hey,
Okay.
Go follow the Mia X on Twitter, the real Mia X, and you can keep up with her that way. We live with Mac. Hey, Mac, first off, man, I want to say, thank you, you know what I'm saying, for coming through, man, on behalf of me and Charles. I know Charles want to holler at you, too. Charles, go on and do what you do, man.
And, you know, I got the issues. I opened up that I had a chance to talk with my nigga Mac. And you keep doing what you're doing, man. You know, I know you're going to be free. And everything gonna be all right. That's all I gotta see, my nigga.
100.
Man, look, Chop, one love, man. I appreciate the love. Y'all already know you and Smooth. Y'all, anytime y'all need me, anytime I got you. When I'm here or when I'm free, whenever y'all need me, man, I'm gonna come through. Cause I appreciate the love and always extend the love back.
Appreciate that.
Right, appreciate you, Mac. Hey, Jit, go ahead and. Say what you got to say to Mac real quick, fam.
Hey, I just want to say, bro, it was an honor
you
and
have
a
1 minute
to
left.
Speak with you. You know what I'm saying? God bless you, man, and salute. God bless.
Same to you, too, bro.
Right,
and
hey.
I salute you, too.
No doubt.
Quentin, bless.
Hey, man, bless you, man. Prayers up for you, man. Your team, man, to hold your head up. Hey, Smooth, we got 1 minute left, so make sure you say what he got to say because he can't call back in. It's after 12.
Hey, Mac, go on say what you got to say, Mac. I know anything you want to say real quick, less than a minute. Yeah.
I'm good. I just heard y'all show off at 12. That's why I was saying what I was saying. I just want to say, you know, let everybody know that, you know, stuff is available on iTunes. Let everybody know that Camouflage Truth is available, the DVD. And I just want to give a shout-out to y'all, Smooth, you, Chop, Queen, to the brother Blast, Blast Your Thoughts, and Jit, to everybody, man. I just want to say thank y'all for everything, and much love to y'all and your families, man.
Much love, bro.
Thank you for using Securus. Goodbye.
Hey, Keita, he ain't going to be able to call back in after 12. Like, we can stay on the air, but he won't be able to, you can't call back in, so it's going to be over with. Unless you don't hang up from me, and when he calls you back, if you can merge the call, is there a way you could do that if he calling you back?
No, I'm not going to be able to merge it because it's still on conference, so the only way I can clear the line is if I hang up.
Yeah.
So
I appreciate you, Keita. And tell Matt whenever you want to come back, all you got to do is just let us know, and we're going to do it just like that the same time, or try to make it even bigger than this time. The next time, we're going to come up with a way to try to make it even bigger. But I appreciate you and your family, whatever.
Wait, hold on 1 second. Let me see if I can link him in.
Hold on.
He is calling back. Hold on.
Uh-oh. Might be in overtime, that boy.
You're
overtime with Magnum.
Boy, that overtime, that boy.
That game. Don't hang up yet. Y'all better not hang up yet.
All the callers, all the people, man, are just... Man, it's crazy, man. For real.
Mm. Yeah, we need some history tonight, you know what I'm saying? That's definitely what's up.
Yeah, I'm just happy that we was all able to come together from when Blast sparked the idea, and now we done made it a reality. You know what I'm saying? And I'm willing to extend my hand to anyone. Huh?
It's not letting me merge him back on. So I'm going to have to clear the line. But we're going to stay on the phone.
Okay.
We're going to finish listening to the show and everything. But I'll let him know when he's ready. I'll hit you up, and we'll go from there. But I appreciate everybody.
Okay.
Much love to you.
We appreciate
you too, Keaton. You got my information. If you need anything, call me. Let me know, and I'll do the same. And like I say, when he get ready, we'll set up another show for him. Let me know.
Okay, I got you. All right, y'all.
Okay,
thank you.
Okay, All right.
Love.
Yeah, shout out to Keaton, man. Real talk, man. But like I say, we just made history tonight. Like I say, shout out to Queen T. Shout out to Ground Hard Radio, J Chronicles, Blast Your Thoughts, you know what I'm saying, his whole crew. Me and Chops, man. And one thing, I want to say what's up to my boy Siggity. That was him on that song with Mac earlier, Conversation. Without Siggity, man, with nothing. I mean, without Chops, I would never met Siggity. But like I say, Siggity is the one that gave me the plug to Mac. So if it wasn't for Siggity or VP or Chops, would none of this have came together, man. So I want to salute both of y'all at the same time, you Chops and Siggity. Because like I say, we would have never been able to put this thing together with Mac from the first interview. You know what I'm saying? Because of that, man. So thank you, Chops. Thank you, Siggity. For my boy, Material, yeah, I'm bringing the money team on for sure.
Hey, man, it's my fucking birthday, man. I got to say this, my new blog, Stop the Fucking Report, folks, drops as soon as this show go off, man. So, y'all check that out. Groundhardradio.com, let's get it. You dig it. Salute you, Smooth. Salute, bro. You put this all together, man. Big shout outs.
Really? Hey, Quentin, you still over there chilling with us, Queen?
Hey, I'm over here. I'm tuned in, you know, just over here getting ready for my big move or whatever tomorrow. So I'm moving into my house tomorrow. So got a lot going on with the weekend.
What's up?
And happy birthday, husband. Also, happy birthday to Go Bag Music, Amber.
Hey, my second birthday.
Don't you stay out of Family Dollar getting on damn cell phones. Oh, that nigga be broke.
I got confused.
confused, man. Rhea, I was confused.
I was
I
too.
Because I thought you already had your birthday.
I was again. I inboxed him like, it's your birthday again? I could have swore it was just your motherfucking birthday. I'm like, damn, like, time really must have flew. But I'm like, hell nah. His birthday was just like a month ago, not even.
Nah, so for everybody that know me on a personal level, you're saying my birthday was on September 28th. That's my personal. But the 31st is when the actual creation of Dope Ass Music came into play. So you're saying that's that birthday. So on the 31st, 1992, Dope Ass Music was born. You know what I mean? And he hasn't looked back ever since. So shout out to everybody. You know what I'm saying? And shout out to you, Smooth, because, you know, the craziest thing is I never listened to Mac's music, so I'm listening to all this music for the first time. I'm getting acquainted with the man, so it's like salute to you, because you say, you know, I'm a hip hop connoisseur, and I'm like, who's Mac? And so this is like great because I'm getting familiar with him. You saying, and it's
slow
music.
Your roll, boy. Slow your roll, boy. Slow your roll, boy.
And then you peeping the whole page too. You peeping all the callers from nationwide, all different backgrounds. You know what I'm saying? Just. And just feeling that, though. You feel
that's yeah. My nigga, man. I ain't gonna lie, bro. Truth be told, bro, when I hear that man's voice, dog, and how he sounds so positive behind them walls, my nigga, that shit make me want to get it. You understand what I'm telling you? That shit keep me focused, my nigga, just hearing his voice, knowing that he's fighting and that he's staying strong behind them walls, dog. That means that, yo, it don't matter what the fuck you going through on the outside, my nigga. If my nigga over there sounding like that, nigga, you ain't got no excuse. You
that's
100,
Matura. That's 100.
Real talk, bro. Real talk,
yeah,
man.
I agree.
That's some real shit, my nigga. Shout out my nigga Mac, man. Hey, listen, I had to kick a bitch. Listen, I had to kick a bitch to the curb so I could catch the interview, the last interview. nigga, I told the bitch, I said, hey, I got to go. She was like, why are you leaving? I said, because my nigga Mac's on the phone. Get the fuck out of here. She was like, why are you kicking me out, Tori? I got to go. Fuck you. Hey, yo, man, salute my nigga, son. Real talk, man. Free my nigga Mac, dog. Real talk, man. Shit is
hey, one more thing I want to say. One more thing I want to say. Turk is pops today, too, man. So y'all keep put a prayer up for Turk, man. I seen him on Twitter talking about how I actually was talking to him on Twitter earlier. So pray for Turk, man. Send a prayer up for Turk when y'all before y'all go. Hot boy Turk, too. My favorite hot boy. He left the talk today.
I think that happened last night. Huh? You said it happened last night? Yeah, I think it was like about maybe 12 or 1 o'clock, and they said, you know, at first they couldn't see who the victim was. Mm-hmm. And, like, you know, it's with the day. I didn't even know that was his pops, dude.
Damn, his pops died?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sad, son.
Hey,
life
dude,
is short.
We got a call over here on our switchboard that press one.
Already, what up with him? Let's see what's up with him. All
right, we go. You're saying, hey, 601, last four digits, 9399. You know that's sippy. You know that's sippy over there. 601, last four digits, 9399. What it do?
Who we got?
What it do, man? I hate I miss my nigga Mac, man. I ain't get to talk to him, man. But if that nigga listening, dog, man. I swear to God, I love that nigga, dog. He was one of the first niggas. I know niggas always talking about free boots and shit like that, dog. But Mac came through, man, and he was one of the first niggas that really got respected as a lyricist, man. Everybody was coming out of No Limit. You know what I'm saying? Nigga was crunk and shit. But with that storytelling shit, man, him and Fiend, bar for bar, man, that nigga held it down every time. That's one nigga that went out at the top of his game, man. That's why I heard everybody, dog. I still play that nigga shit like it do, man. So whenever that nigga come back, man, hopefully I get to talk to him. But if he's still listening, man, keep your head up, dog, because we still out here, man. You still got fans. You still got niggas that love you, man. Hold your head up, for real.
That's a legend, bro.
Hey, best believe this, my guy. Matt going to be back, bro. You just got to stay tuned to them news feeds and Twitter lines, bro. And when we say call in, bro, call in. You hear me? Because he calling in,
man.
I can attest to it.
I just so happened to look on that shit at the last minute, man. I just logged on. I don't even hardly get on Twitter like that no more, man. I looked on there. I seen that shit. I called in right then, man. I guess I ain't calling in time, man. You know what I'm saying? I waited in line, dog, but I missed my nigga. But it's all good.
Yeah, it's all good. Like my nigga just say, man, it's all good. like I say, just listen to the archive, because he was here, and like my nigga Material said after the last show, that nigga Mac, I bet he felt free for that hour and a half he was chilling with us on the show.
Yeah.
And that's real shit right there, man.
Tough,
man. That's real shit. I'ma definitely stay tuned, man,
cause y'all niggas pulled out some real shit, man. I'm talking about when these niggas and these other niggas to come on their show, man. Y'all done fucked around and pulled Mac, man. That's the realest shit I ever seen on the radio show, man.
Okay then.
And then we combined from shows together to make one big show. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's really pivoting, bigger than what we thinking. Really, you know what I'm saying? You called in Blast Your Thoughts, but it's actually Round Hard Radio, Smoother Dude, Show with Chops, and Next to Blow, all
okay.
four of them together to bring you this right here. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my whole stuff. And me and Chops, we the one, you know what I'm saying, with the plug, but then we extended to the family, to our extended family, and gave y'all listeners a chance to be a part of this too. Cause this is the second time we done had Mac on the Smoother Dude show. But like I say, the second time we wanted to make it bigger, and the next time we're gonna try to make it even bigger. So I don't know what we're gonna do, but we're gonna make it even bigger next time.
Yeah, we're gonna
more than just music.
We're gonna get HME next time. Shout out to my man Kano the Pyro.
Yeah, more than just music.
Got my respect, man. I'm tuning in every time, man.
Hey, and just for everybody listening, my nigga, that JPay, my nigga, all you got to do is press JPay, my nigga, .com. That shit don't cost nothing but $6 to send my nigga a kite. You understand what I'm telling you? That shit ain't nothing but $6, my nigga. Tell that nigga how you feel in the letter, my nigga. Email that nigga, you hear me?
Wait.
Trust me, them shits at the end of the day, they mean something. JPay.com. That's the letter J.
J-P-A-Y.
Pay. Exactly. .com, my nigga. Hit that nigga up, though. It don't cost nothing to start up an account, my nigga. And then just to send that nigga six letters, my nigga, is $6. You feel me? So do that, man. Trust me, that shit mean more than anything. You understand me?
After we go to JPay, how we get it to him, though?
Trust me.
All you got to do is hit up
McKinley Phillips. McKinley Phillips,
yep.
My nigga. McKinley Phillips, my nigga. His number, if I had to know, I got to go on my computer and tell you what his number is, my nigga. I think it's like 465 something something 565, some shit like that. But you know what I'm saying?
Hey,
McKinley Phillips, my nigga.
Hold on, Mature. Hold on. Slow down, Mature. Hold up. Who was finna say something? Who was that? Did nobody write that down? Because I ain't write that down neither, but I was finna spell out his name.
Got the phone. Can you bring her back on so she can tell her?
Oh, yeah. Matter of fact, yeah. Hold on. Keita. I got it unmuted. Hold on. Keita. She might be on the other line still talking to, on another phone. I'm not sure. But, yeah, that's why I was going to try to get her. Or if anybody right. Hey, Keita, you live? You still with me, mama?
Hey, listen, I'm going to tell you right now, this is how easy it is, my nigga. All y'all got to do is go to J.
Pay. You must have been migrated.
No, my bad, man. I'm just trying to help niggas out, that's all.
Yeah. I see you, bro. That's the real material, man. Not that fake material that y'all think I know, man. It's the real material, man.
Yeah.
Hey, but now, all I know is you need to do is spell McKinley Phipps, Jr. And he should come up by his name, you know what I'm saying? Under JPAY.com, JPAY.com.
It's going to ask you what jelly in me in Louisiana, my nigga.
Mm-hmm. He at Elaine Hunt Correctional Facility.
Yeah.
Where is that material? Let me see if
It's under Louisiana. And say that, you know, spell that name that Smooth just gave y'all. You know what I'm saying? McKinley Phillips, my nigga. And that shit is right there. You know what I mean? It'll give you the number automatically.
But that's what comes with Jay-Z, you know what I mean?
Cheetah, you just...
Yeah.
Hey, but like bro was saying, though, man, make sure y'all get World War III Shell Shock off iTunes. Please go to his son. You know what I'm saying? They got the documentary. You can get that off the Facebook page. That's MCKINLEY, Matt Phipps, PHIPPS, Jr., all on Twitter. That's the reference for the Facebook. I said all on Twitter, but I meant Facebook. Y'all knew what I meant. McKinley Matt Phipps, Jr., all on Facebook. That's his real Facebook. Terry said to J-Pay, J-P-A-Y, that same name, I'll find him on Twitter, and he in Louisiana, so that'll be able to narrate his Elaine Hunt Correctional Facility. You can get that documentary off the Facebook, too. I'm tweeting, and I'm sharing all the links, so y'all stay tuned to my news feed. If y'all see it, retweet it. I ain't going to hold y'all too much longer, man. Blast, what you got to say, man? I'm going to go to everybody one more time, and we can go ahead and end this thing, man.
Already. Hey, man, make sure y'all follow me on Twitter, at Blast Your Thoughts, man. Sign up to the website, www.blastyourthoughts.com. Hey, Blast Your Thoughts Radio come on every Monday, Tuesday, and also Thursday, 8 to 10, man, Central Time. The phone number to the show is 323-693-3025. Hey, shout out to Miss Queen T, Grind Hard Radio. Also, man, Smoother Dude, Dope Ass Music, part of Blue Mature, my whole team, man. TT, I ain't forgot about you, done this, I ain't forgot about your country. Appreciate you, man. I appreciate all y'all, man, for working, just putting it together, man. Ain't nobody hesitate, man. Everybody got that stay together, stay in place, man. So I just appreciate that, man. This can go big. This can get bigger than this, Smooth.
This is bigger than Nino Brown.
I thought it was actually. Get bigger than this, man. This is the easy part, right,
Jig,
here, man. Appreciate you, Smooth. Appreciate y'all, man.
Appreciate everybody. Hey, Jig, you got something else you want to say one more time? Happy birthday to you, too, my guy.
Hey, appreciate that, bro. Appreciate that. And Smooth, man, salute to you. Thank you for letting me be a part of the money team. I want to let everybody know season 14 of Ground Hard Radio come back Tuesday night, November 12th, man. Reality Radio, Ground to Die, groundhardradio.com. Check it out.
Already. Hey, Queen T, you got anything else? Hold everybody too much longer.
All right, well, just real quick, just shout out to everybody that tuned in today. Shout out to the people that tuned in to Next Ball Radio that didn't press one, that didn't believe he was coming on the line. Shout out to, you know, Chops and Smoothie Dude for, you know, linking me up with it in this whole thing. We made history. I didn't think it was going to be possible. I know my phone was fucking up a little bit in the beginning, you know. I don't know why, but... Shout out to Blast Your Thoughts, Dope, Terry, Jit, everybody. And, yeah, make sure y'all follow me on Twitter, at Miss Queen T, Instagram, at Miss Queen T, _XO. And that's pretty much it.
Already. Hey, Charles, what you got, my guy?
And, you know, I just want to shout out to Mac for coming on there. You know, shout out to Ms. Queen T, Blast Your Thoughts, and Grind Radio for all of collaborating on this night like this. Like I said, it's like the only time, you know, I ever seen any radio station done something like this. We the only ones that ever done it. And, you know, and these new ones, shout out to the money team. And, you know, I got to make a big announcement right now. You know, I don't know if the money team know this, though, with Maturi, I'm too smooth. You know, I'm working on, I'm doing a little diss track. I'm going to do for a little cypher at work Saturday. So I'm going to film and, you know, upload it so the money team can check it out.
That's what I'm
saying.
Hey, no, where you at, though? That's what's up, though, Chuck.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? It's your boy, Dope Ass Music. Hey, first of all, you know what I'm saying? I am enamored by what has proceeded today. You know what I'm saying? It's good to see all my folks come together, you know what I mean, and make this shit epic. You know what I'm saying? I salute each one of y'all. I have a personal relationship with each one of y'all as an artist, not only as a radio personality. This shit makes my heart feel good. It's like the fucking truce of nine dudes. Like Crips and Bloods coming together and just making just
that's real.
History and shit.
That's
so,
real.
Hey, man, salute to Queen T, my man, Jit, you know what I'm saying? You say I'm, you know, say I'm gonna be team dark skin just for the next 5 minutes. Shout out to my man Smoothie Dude. Shout out to my man Chop. Kick Chain's ass next month. Now I mean, and shout out to my boss, the motherfucking mogul, Mr. Joe Jackson himself, aka, you know what I'm saying, Mr. Ike Turner. You know what I mean? Everything. Flash your thoughts, man.
You call that nigga Joe Jackson? I love it.
Motherfucking mogul.
Hey, Mature, what you got, fam?
This is what I got, family. I want everybody to put your motherfucking hands to your fucking forehead and salute that nigga Mac. You understand me? That's first and foremost, my nigga, because that's what this whole shit is about. Then on top of that, I want to send a salute to motherfucking Smooth, to Chops. I want to send a shout out to motherfucking Blast and Dope. I want to send a salute to fucking Jit and Grindhard. I want to send a shout out to Next to Blow and Miss Queen T. You understand me? Like, real talk, my nigga. Like, honestly, y'all niggas on one line right now is killing me right now, fam. You understand me? Like, y'all niggas don't even understand how big this is. This is more than just music. It's a movement. You know what I mean? And that's coming from the champ. You understand me? Real talk, man. So, listen, I'm just happy right now, my nigga. Yes, I'm alleviated. How you spell that, though? I mean, Smooth, how you spell that? It's alleviated? Whatever, my nigga. Whatever you say, my nigga. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, I love
you
y'all.
Niggas, man.
Real talk. I love y'all niggas, man.
I'm looking at him like, is that a word?
Nigga, I'm
going to say you alleviated.
Whatever it means, I am.
B-R-I-A-T-I-O-N. Look it up, niggas. Inebriation.
The condition of being drunk. White guy. I feel like that white guy.
The condition of being drunk.
C-O-W-E. Damn, nabbit.
Hey, listen. Let me go end this. I love you too, bro. Hey, we dark, bro. We team dark skin. No homo. We got to go. Hey, shout out to everybody in the building, man. Hey, Grindhard Radio Jit, appreciate you, man. Real shit.
Salute
Next
you.
To Blow, Miss Queen T, your whole staff. Appreciate y'all, man. Real thoughts. Blast your thoughts, man. You already know. We working, they watching, man. That's the motto. So we getting it in, man. We just expanding the family, and we doing bigger and better things, man. Anybody, any one of y'all want to do this again, like I say, for the Mac show, the next Mac show, we probably going to do it again. But if y'all got an idea, got a big pitch, don't never hesitate. Me and Chops will be there for y'all, man. Just let us know. And really, we need to think about more ways we can do this more often and bring and shut down Blog Talk. Or, you know what I'm saying? Real talk, bro. But shout out and salute to Mac. Like Materials, so everybody put your hand to your head. Salute to Mac, his wife. She texted me now, and he finna start emailing me. She just asked for my email. So it's going down, man. I salute Mac, man. I salute his wife, his family, man. Y'all need to go get that World War III and that Shell Shock off the internet, iTunes, because the proceeds go to the family. Get that DVD. That's real stuff right there because it's telling you the truth. I appreciate all the callers, man. Hey, Chops, bro. We did it again, that boy. We definitely need to get Kane to come on there, you know, come on and shoot, because, you know, that nigga be rapping, so we definitely need to get him to come and spit something on the shoot.
Yeah, you talking about Mac, brother? Yeah.
Hey, set it up, fam. You know, I'm down. I mean, I'll talk to him. If not, you could set it up, and you let me know what day he want to come on. We'll work it out.
Absolutely.
I'm going to leave you with this right here, man. This is one of my favorite Mac songs, too, him and Master P out the Shell Shop, and then we're going to end the show, man. Like I say, play number Mac music all night. Y'all check out YouTube in the morning. By tomorrow evening, the YouTube of this interview, I'll probably cut out the first 30 minutes. Now, I'll probably do it in its entirety. Ain't no telling. Y'all check out the YouTube, man. It's going to be uploaded tomorrow. But shout out to all the stations, man. Shout out to Inebriation, man. I-N-E-B-R-I-A-T-E-T. We're working y'all out.
Love y'all niggas.
Really,
the only reason I'm telling you this, nigga, cause I care about you. I won't see you ball till you fall, nigga, but you know what? You know what come with motherfucking money and fame? Motherfucking enemies and niggas hate. You see, you rich not, nigga, but
Dead men can't spend no motherfucking money.
Keep your eyes on your enemies and watch your friends. See money gets you power, but it also gets you dead. Keep your eyes on your enemies and watch your friends. See money gets you sex, but it also gets you dead. Keep your eyes on your enemies and watch your friends. See money gets you respect, but it also gets you dead. Keep your eyes on your enemies and watch your friends. See money brings power, but that's why it gets you dead.
Your eyes on the sparrow and don't get caught up like when the homies Harry and Daryl. You see, this shit ain't the same, nigga. Times have changed. How many homies out there chasing fortune and fame? You see, a righteous man, he learned to preach, and a intelligent man, he loved to teach. But these ghetto walls got us trapped in. Crack cells, 27 to 11, East State Pen. But penitentiary ain't no place for me. God, won't you hear me? Make a way for me. And to my homies that are gone, I hope they rest in peace. And we gon' ball till we fall while we roll these streets.
Keep your eyes on your enemies and watch your friends. See money gets you power, but it also gets you dead. Keep your eyes on your enemies and watch your friends. See money gets you sex, but it also gets you dead. Keep your eyes on your enemies and watch your friends. See money gets you respect, but it also gets you dead. Keep your eyes on your enemies and watch your friends. See money brings power, but that's why it gets you dead.
Somebody asked me how I feel and have changed. How I feel to be a major motherfucker in this game. I told them that the sunshine turned to rain. In other words, that's cool, but it's a lot of shit I can't explain. Like bitches say they love me, but I can't really believe them. Who wouldn't want to love me? I got money and I'm succeeding. Them bitches got niggas, niggas got bitches that be plotting. You show them your crib, next week they kicking in your spot. And it's a shame when niggas bust your brains just to fight. It seems like I'm the only nigga tripping on my life at night. I say my prayers with my vest on. My triggers under my pillars, I'm even scared to get my rest on. Running with them killers that arrive for me, die for me, open fire for me, wouldn't lie to me. I watch my back, I watch my front, I watch them niggas, I watch them bitches. In fact, I think they all trying to kill me.
Keep your eyes on your enemies and watch your friends. See money gets you power, but it also gets you dead. Keep your eyes on your enemies and watch your friends. See money gets you sex, but it also gets you dead. Keep your eyes on your enemies and watch your friends. See money gets you respect, but it also gets you dead. Keep your eyes on your enemies and watch your friends. See money brings power, but that's why they get you dead.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.